Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bro, we're back. We're back. We're back. The first episode of 2024.
You know, I didn't even think about that. When you said we're back, I was going to say, right, where did we go?
Yeah, I know. But this is the first episode
2024.
And this is the first time that we're actually seeing this year, though. And today is the fourth, innit?
Fourth.
What's today's day?
Fourth.
Happy New Year to you,
my
guy.
Happy New Year to you, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Happy New Year and everything, man. Do you have any New Year resolutions in there,
fuck
bro?
That shit.
You don't do that. No. You used to do that, though.
I used to do it in my head, but I've never actually followed through it. Like, who actually follows through it?
I mean, shit. Some people do, but just like yourself, bro. I used to do it in my head, too, because I know that bad. By the 3rd of January, bruv. That's just out of the window, bruv.
End of the month.
Third of January, bruv. You gotta say, nah, bro, I'm not gonna wank again. By the 3rd of January, bro, you wanking already, bruv.
Wait.
Yeah, good. Good.
You actually said that.
Nah, bro. That's what I'm saying. I'm just giving an example.
I'm like saying they work too much.
Nah, bro. You know what made me laugh here? I was watching this Nigerian guy. What's the name again? Very Dark Man, whatever his name is, right?
Very Dark. Yeah.
And Mama was talking about that shit, bro. Fam, I couldn't stop laughing. Let me see if I can find anything. My man, because it sounds like he's a wanker, bruh. You get what I'm saying? My man was talking about how, you know, he wants to stop wanking, you know, because he wanks a lot, this and this and this. You get what I'm saying? I was watching that shit thinking, what the fuck? Let me see if I can find that shit, bro.
He needs that resolution.
Bro, too. He definitely needs that resolution. But I don't think he's getting that shit because from the way my man was sounding,
it's fellow masturbators, like myself, that masturbate once in a while. I know how a lot of people have been trying to stop. It is not easy when you start masturbating. It is very addictive, you understand? As a matter of fact, when you start, you stop feeling the normal sex, and then you feel like you can even knock now, you understand? And then the next minute, you are still doing it by yourself. You understand? Because you're already used to it. It's sweeter than your own hand. It's sweeter than the main thing. Now, the reason for this video is to tell you people that you have an opportunity to start the new year without doing it.
Try
as much as possible to make anything you are doing the last day. If possible, try to hold yourself today so that you will not do it. You understand? The new year is fresh. Let it be part of your new year resolution. I am not a pastor. I'm just telling you the way it is. I will tell you categorically the dangers of masturbation. I will tell you for free. The dangers.
For
because
free,
I know
the
all
the
dangers.
Free.
I won't
you
hear
losing
the dangers,
of weight.
Though.
You go lose weight.
Is it?
You will be forgetful. You sexualize people.
Fucking
even
amnesia,
people that you don't like. The ones that you like. You sexualize them. You understand? Even people that disgust you, sometimes they will look like Genevieve in your eyes. You understand? I'm just telling you the raw, unfiltered truth so that you understand. But what
you know what I mean, fam? Listen.
Mad.
That shit was funny as fuck, bro. Do you masturbate, though? Be honest. You used to.
If anybody did this world where they tell me, say, you know, they masturbate. Or has not done it before. That's a lie.
Thank you.
I feel like everyone has done it. I don't do it. I can't remember the last time I had done it, but then I've done it before.
That is the reason why I look at Kelly. Kelly's here, like, happy, saying, no.
Every man.
Fam, everybody has used their hands, bruv.
They've done it in their lifetime. You know, if you tell me, say, you know, do it before at all. Nah, brother.
But I know this guy, bro. I know one of my boys. Salute to you, bruv. I'm not gonna call your name. Mama wanks every day, bro. Every day, bruv.
He's talking to him. This is the kind of people
every
my man
day,
is talking to.
Mama said, wakes up first in the morning, bruv. You get me? Before he jumps into the shower to go to work, bro, he just pops out.
He's not gonna be able to enjoy sex at this rate.
What the fuck, bruv?
Because if you deep it, what this guy is saying, it could. Guy, if it. What is the reason for you to masturbate? That means.
But you know what? Some of the thing that my man is talking about, he's kind of capping though. Like, you're going to lose weight. Bro, the dude is still fat, bro. The dude is still fat, bro. You know what I mean? So, if that was the truth, the amount of masturbation my man was doing, My guy would have been like a toothpick.
My guy would be looking like a fucking toothpick.
He'd be like, I. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, man. You know, it does one of them ones, bro. But in terms of the whole New Year resolution thing, I don't do New Year resolutions, but I set goals. I don't know if it's the same. You know what I mean? Yeah, I do kind of set goals for the year, things that I want to achieve and all this kind of stuff. You know, last year, you know, some of the things that I wanted to achieve, I achieved most of them, but then I didn't achieve the main one.
The main one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think resolutions started more from bad things that you do, like bad habits that you've got that you want to change, or certain things that you want to change in your life.
Yeah.
But it started off from, I did do this one too much, let me stop doing it. Or I'm not doing this good thing, let me start doing it. But obviously, setting goals to be very, very important.
Yeah, very important, man. Yeah, very, 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 very important. I have one main goal this year. Hopefully I'm able to achieve that.
You mind sharing or not?
Nah, bro. Nah. Hopefully I'm able to achieve that by hook or by crook.
So if you achieve them though, you're going to tell us. Yeah?
I'm going to tell you, man, bro. I don't know if I'm going to tell you on the pod, but I'm going to tell you, man. You got me, by hook or by crook, bruv.
It needs to be done.
You get what I'm saying?
Nah, big ups, big ups. Whatever it is, bro. Yeah, you're in my prayers.
You get me? Like, what's your being your
prayer? You're in my prayers, bro. You know they pray.
Where were you New Year's Eve?
I was at home.
No, you were partying, bro.
No, New Year's Eve. Sorry, I thought you meant New Year's Day. New Year's Eve, I was out.
There you go.
Guess what?
What?
New Year's Day, I was going to go to church, right? I woke up late. I live streamed it from my bed because I was late.
Which church is this?
West Croydon Baptist Church.
Okay.
Yeah, I live streamed it because when I woke up, church was literally started in like 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
So I quickly, you know, got out of bed, washed my face and that. And then I live streamed it.
Did they do the whole crossover thing, bruv? You go,
crossover.
Did you see the video? Did you see the video that was trending online?
I hear, man, but I never see it.
Bro, some pastor open his leg like this, bruv, yeah? And all the women know what if a lie. I am not making this shit up, bro. If I can find a video, we will post it on the video thing, yeah? My man opened his leg like this, yeah? And all the women in the church were passing between his legs, bruv.
So his legs are literally the crossover gates.
Yeah, the crossover gates, bruv. Who does this thing? You get me? And then some church in I believe in not in New York. Let me double check. I think it's in New York and everything. Yeah, bro. I was watching this shit. So it was a gay. They had a gay bishop who came to take over the Anglican church. So it's a Nigerian Anglican church.
And a gay bishop came to take over?
Yeah, in Jersey. Yeah. All the Nigerian people for the place no agree. Yeah, so guy, just listen to the team, bro.
This is no, you're not welcome here.
She's not bishop, welcome. Bro, they stay fighting. Oh, man. You're fighting the charge, bruh.
So, wait, though, but did they not consult them before they did this?
Bro, I don't know.
This is happening now in Igbo Anglican Church. This is the intruder bishop that came all the way from Colorado to come and hijack our church. And the police officer is there from Abington Police. This is what we'll be facing. No, Bishop Ross, we don't believe in the same thing. I don't care. Bishop Ross cannot hijack our church. You cannot hijack our church. This will not happen.
Fucking hell.
I'm telling you, bruv. Listen. Church is a joke, bruv.
It is a joke.
Religion is a joke, bruv.
Guy, but seriously, in a situation like this,
go.
You no go consult your you know, the church elders before you carry somebody like that come. You don't just send them there and then.
No, I don't think, I don't know if they do that or not, but I think what they normally do is the headquarters or the DOCs or whatever they call that shit. You go, I mean, just send somebody there, send people there and everything. I don't think they consult the church. I don't know. Obviously, you know, but clearly they didn't consult this church and the woman no agree, bruv. The woman said, nah, we don't want you here, man. You know what I'm saying? You're a booty snatcher.
You go feel blame them.
Hmm?
You go feel blame them.
I don't know. you go blame them.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it turned physical.
Yeah, it turned physical. It turned physical. It turned church.
They want to know. You say no, go anywhere. He's not going
the
anywhere.
The man still say, lie, I'm here
I'm
to
here
stay,
for
bro.
A reason. I'm you here to serve, to say the word of God.
Wow, for you. You get what I'm saying?
That is fuckery. That is mad.
Fam, it's crazy. Religion, church, but and everything, man.
Anyway, I don't
mad.
Even, bro, it's gone from, I don't know, it's gone to shit now.
Fam, it's a whole, it's...
Because you're I mean, in the Bible, I don't even want to say I know, but then I'm pretty sure gay is frowned upon in the Bible somehow.
Not somehow, it's right there.
Yeah,
so I can't tell you the verses and everything.
Me same,
but it is right there. I believe doing the whole thing of Sodom and Gomorrah, wherever they go. I said Sodom and Gomorrah. You get me saying? I think it was talked about around there, man. You get me? But hey, here we are, bruv.
He's there to tell them that he's also got human rights.
Yeah, yeah.
Being gay doesn't mean I can't be a pastor.
Being gay does not mean I cannot preach to you, man. And you pay me tithes, bruv. You get what I'm saying? God, I do this thing here. I found myself in some Twitter space, you know what's called a Twitter space, isn't it?
Yeah, what's all of these?
Okay, so a Twitter space, or rather X space, is just like Clubhouse.
Okay.
So Twitter has its own and everything. You know what I'm
saying?
Right. Yeah, where obviously you have people talking.
You create your own room.
So I don't know what the fuck I was doing on X and everything. And then I found myself in one of them rooms in that, you know, and they were talking about, because there's this church that was built, or rather that was commissioned in one of the states in Nigeria, right? And this was paid for by the governor of the state.
Okay.
Bro, the church looks like a spaceship, bruv.
Jeez.
You go, I mean, the church looks like a spaceship, bro.
When you say it was paid for by the governor, it was paid for by the people, innit?
By their fucking taxes,
yeah,
bruv.
Yeah.
This is where the church looks like, bro.
This is in Nigeria, yeah?
This is in one of the states in Nigeria. It looks like a fucking spaceship, bro. You know what I mean? It looks like a fucking spaceship and all that. Apparently, it's millions and millions of dollars, bro.
Yeah, but that looks dope. But that looks expensive.
But what benefit is this going to be for the people that stay?
Let me tell you one thing. It will pull people to the church.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. To spend more money, yeah? For the pastor.
It will pull people.
That's
people,
my point.
People just won't enter the church because it looks like
but
a flipping spaceship.
Yeah, but the thing is, in terms of building the economy and everything.
No.
What's that going to do for the people?
No.
Yeah, mate. The money that you're using for this, you can use to build some research center or build some hospitals or build some free schools.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a free church, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can use that and build a free school. But they're not going to do that. They would rather build a fucking church. So, obviously, I found myself in one of these rooms and everything, bro. You know me too well. Fucking blasted them, bro.
Whoa.
I blasted them, bro. You get me? I'm saying, they better not find me somewhere in some government seat or whatever. Because you see this radio shit? I will ban that shit. I will ban that shit in the country or in the state and everything. Because that's one of the problems that we have as a continent.
I don't think you're going to be successful if you try to ban it.
Maybe not, but yeah. I'll try.
I'll try. Not in Nigeria, not in Ghana, not in those kind of... Bruh, you're not banning shit.
No, I think you can do it, yeah, but you have to give people... It's not just ban it, right? You have to show people the benefits
but
of,
that's what,
of
I'm
what
saying.
This is going
to
be.
Bro, they are not ready to listen to you. Bruh, trust me.
You think so?
Bro, they'll counsel you like that. You're going to try counsel religion in a town or in a city in Africa, particularly West Africa, let's say Nigeria or Ghana in this conversation. Bro, forget it. The way they go, guy, you go run. You have to run away.
Nah, bro. See, this is the thing, though. This is the thing. If you show people hope, if you show people...
I know, no, but
hold on, bro. If you show
bro,
people...
Bro, they are locked in. This is from the ancestors. Yes, they are locked in. They'll tell you... They'll call you a demon. They'll call you... Bro, they'll call you names. Yes. No one, they're not going
to
listen.
Yes, but see this way, bro. See this way. If someone comes to you right now, yeah, and say, Cole, I know you have a job. You have your 9-to-5 job and everything, right? But I think you should leave that job. You're going to say no. You're going to be like, bro, are you fucking crazy?
Okay,
right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If that person comes with this this template or whatever it is, right? And say this, right? These are the statistics. This is what we can do. This is how long it's going to take. This is how much it's going to take and all this kind of shit, right? And you know, I can trust this person. This person has given you all indications why you should trust me and we do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You probably, at that point, will be like, you know what? All right, cool. You get what I'm saying? Let me firm this a month or two or whatever the case is. You get what I mean? And depending on how persuasive the person is, you might leave your job believing in the person. Trust me, that's all Africans need, bro.
Religion is completely different, especially Christianity.
Yeah.
In let's say Ghana, yeah. It's completely different to a job, bro.
Bro, but this is the thing. It's because in Africa, yeah, religion and the state... in one bed. It should not be. There is absolutely no way. Yeah, religion and the state should not be together. Religion should be separate. The state should be separate. You got me? But in Africa, in this instance, Nigeria, Ghana, right? They are in bed together. And it should not be. That's where the problem
is. It's not just religion and the state. It's religion and like morals and then the state and everything.
Bro, you know what? You actually said that because somebody in that room said to me, oh, but it's because of Christianity. That's the reason why I'm kind, yep. I'm loving, yep. I'm sharing yep. and everything. I said, bro, you...
It's like...
Wait, hold on, bro. He said that to me. I said, bro, announcement to you, your parents failed you because your parents should be teaching you how to love, mm-hmm. how to care, mm-hmm. how to be kind, how to, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not a fucking religion.
Nah.
Religion should not be teaching you that.
Morals is completely different
to
religion.
Your parents should be teaching you that, but that's the thing. You get what I mean? We take all these attributes that we should give to our parents and our families and everything with the way they instill this moral into us, and we attribute that to the fucking Bible or to the fucking religion, whatever religion it is. And somebody even said something. Now, obviously, everybody knows I don't agree with the whole Israel and Palestine thing, right? But somebody even in that room said that the reason why Israel is fighting against terrorism, in his case, that's how he sees it, but the reason why Israel is fighting against terrorism is because Israel as a government and the people do not believe in terrorism, so they are fighting it. But the reason why terrorism thrives in Africa, or in this case, in Nigeria, you go, I mean, with the whole...
Boko Haram
and everything, is because some citizens champion terrorism.
Mm.
Some politicians are involved. Some politicians even sponsor it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but this is the thing. I think it's all about just showing people hope, bro, if you ask me, bro.
That hope must be very powerful hope.
Must be very powerful hope.
Nah, yeah. It needs to be life-changing hope.
I didn't tell you.
For Africans to believe and then say, you know, religion is not like I'm quitting church. I'm not praying. I'm not believing in Christ anymore. I'm not believing in this.
But bro, you'll be surprised. A lot of young people are not buying into
young people. Now, young people.
The older generation, yeah, but young people.
Yeah, yeah. But even them, they would not like. They will frown upon it to a certain level. Like they are not going to make it known that they are not religious anymore.
No, a lot of people are. A lot of people are, bro.
Guy.
A lot of people are. Were you? If you're in that room. You're an ex, isn't it? So one of these days and everything, if I come across another room again, I probably might send you the invite and then you come in. Yeah, a lot of young people are coming out saying, nah, bro.
Are these people in back home?
Some of them are. Some of them are. You know? Yeah. But anywho's, listen, Happy New Year to every single one of you, bro. Happy New Year to all the freshers around the world.
Happy New Year,
you
people. Know
what I'm saying?
Happy,
you can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with us.
Yep.
And for that, I'm making a clap for themselves, you get me? Listen, as you already know, it's your boy Toby and your boy Cole. Kels is not here today, you get me? Kels has not been to the pub for the last 2 weeks now. You know, so
he's still in a birthday week, birthday celebration mood.
Hopefully not. What I'm saying? Hopefully not for too long. You know what I'm saying? Because the people miss you, my guy.
Yeah,
obviously, as you already know, bro, is the two-headed monsters right here, Toby and Cole, and this is Fresh Off the Bow Show. You get what I'm saying? If you've not subscribed to the channel yet, do that right now. Subscribe to the channel. Watch the videos. Leave a like. Leave a comment. Share it. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Or tell an enemy to tell a friend. People.
Because they got friends too.
Yep.
And also, if you're on your Spotify, your Apple Podcasts, your Google Podcasts, your Amazon Podcasts and everything, listen, I know that some of you love the audio edition, the audio experience, the audio vibe and everything. Salute to you guys and everything. You get what I'm saying? And also the people that love the video, salute to you guys and everything. But also if you're driving, if you're in the gym, if you're at work and everything, listen, you can go on the audio platforms and listen to the audio episodes. You get what I'm saying?
Spotify, Amazon,
yes sir,
music, all of them.
We did that. You get what I'm saying? We day there, bro. Fam, should we do this, yeah?
We're already doing this, brother.
All right, bro. Say nothing then.
Every lady you meet are single. But when you are poor, even a newborn baby has a boyfriend.
That's so...
Bro, it's fucking true, man.
Yeah, man. Bro, when you're loaded, you gotta be. Everyone of them is single.
Everybody's single.
Yes, sir.
You know, see those movies, those skits that they do. When they try to move to a girl and then she's like, sorry, I got a boyfriend. As soon as they see that Ferrari, they keep back walking back. They'll walk back to you. And now all of a sudden, yeah, it's cool, we can still vibe, you know, me and my boyfriend is not that serious. You love this tune.
This is not my tune, bro.
Let's
see. Hey.
This be my victim. Whip one, whip two, rip two. Kalana the in thing.
Yes, sir.
I go sing along.
We demand for the win win.
Welcome to 2024 season.
Good vibes only.
Mamba season, they get me. This is Fresh on the Bone Show, you get me. Yes, sir. This is DJ Toby.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
On the wheels and skills.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. I define 1K, we go give me heavy dose.
Yeah.
Play me tiki taka, we run the monkey pose.
Yeah.
Doggy po.
Yeah.
I give her yakata.
Yeah.
Akurumo give her my bara.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, wala. You do this thank you then.
Yeah.
I shoot, you die. You turn to cadaver. This game, you tight. Hammer wipe, I drink. Who you be? I'm on a me be guy. But this is my victim. Whip one, whip two, whip two. Zalana the in team. I will say hello. Be the man for the win win. Drive by Hujo. Drinking. Woto seasoning.
Woto.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. to pieces. What if you got this beat? Follow me, talk to your
dick. Yes, sir.
Pim, pim, pim.
Till one line we are taking. Every little thing on that wish list. Talk to your baby, your love, your distance.
My soul.
Now your son has
Samaba.
You go talk, it's a well, Kumo Samaba. What causing the trouble in the world? Whole time, now my talk is it a baba.
Chocolate girl from Guyana. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whip one, whip two, whip two, Karana the hit thing.
I go sing along. Killed it, killed it. They killed it,
bro. Killed it,
they
bro.
Murdered it.
You know what I'm saying? Killed
Otu,
it, bro.
Otu season.
Shout out to Nigeria, shout out to Ghana, bro. You know,
listen,
I'm not gonna lie.
We're on the map.
Yes, sir. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I'm glad that every one of you bums that we are in Ghana for 30 December coming bro, back to work.
They're
now,
still
bro.
There.
You think so, bro?
Brother.
Fab, I'm not gonna lie, I was hated as fuck,
brother,
bro. I say, fam, you lot need to come back to work,
they're
bro.
They're still there. My Snapchat, my Instagram, they're
they
all
still
lit
there.
From people from here, like people from the
UK,
that's from
what I'm
America.
Talking about, bro.
They're still out partying. Like, the partying ain't gonna stop till like mid-January,
what
bro.
What the fuck, bro? God, I didn't look at it. Ah, they hate. I don't go lie. I was hating, bro. I said, try.
What the season?
You got me. This is where I need to be,
bro. I see one. It's fucking funny. These people are blowing fucking money. Mm-hmm. So this guy went to Ace Tantra, the night, one of the big nightclubs in Ghana, in Accra. My mom spent so much money, right? His car declined. He texted him, brethren. Like, there's a WhatsApp message, and he texted him, brethren, say, guy, I beg you, send me 80,000 CDs right now. I'll pay you back with 5,000 CDs interest.
Fucking hell.
You know what my man told him?
What?
Go and sell your car.
My guy. Go sell your car.
Go and sell your car to pay that bill. Are you mad?
Are you
bro,
mad?
80K CDs, just like that.
Wait, how much is 80K CDs in
pounds? That's about, give or take, £6,000.
Shit.
Am I wrong? Yeah, six. Yeah, a pound to 15 CD. Yeah, give or take £6,000.
That's what someone is blowing just for a couple weeks.
I saw someone's bill the other day, a table. There was four people on the table. Their bill was 70 something K.
Bro, that's crazy.
Yeah, because deep it, bro. They are buying these bottles, Cristal, Moët, this, that, that. Bro, bear in mind, the price of it is even more expensive than
it is in the
UK.
Inflated, isn't it?
Yeah, because they pay taxes. They literally ship it there, so they pay a lot.
And because it's December as well, they know they just boom
bro,
up the price and everything,
and
people are going to buy. Because, bro, you know they see.
Guy.
Yeah, American chicks, you get what I mean? Even chicks from the States are coming there. They are coming to Nigeria, Ghana. I think it was Lil Baby's baby mom. You know, she's in Nigeria.
She's
in Nigeria with Tiwa Savage and everything, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You get me saying? And I know all these boys are trying to impress and all that.
Then you go
Ghana, pressure, bro. Pressure.
Too much, bro. You see videos at 8 a.m. and it's like the club just started.
Fam, that is crazy, fam.
It is mad.
This is what Zizi Mill tweeted, bro. She said, spending 3 to 5K for a holiday to party with the same people from Box Park is insane to me. You got me, which is a fact, bro.
Fam,
I don't want to go on holiday and see anyone that I know from London over there, bro. I like that.
Facts.
You get me? And then she said, you people should keep the same energy about Dubai that you have for 30 December.
Mm.
Because what's the difference when it comes to bumping into people you know? Dubai is probably even more bae. And the men are definitely spending way more than
100.
You know what I'm saying? Like, listen.
Ghana, Ghana in December. It's not for the locals no more.
It's for foreigners. It's for foreigners, bruv.
It used to be for Europeans. Like, you get more London, more UK, more German. But right now, the Americans are trooping there.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Trooping. Bare American accents. If you
Africa is a destination right now.
It is.
For foreigners. Nah, when in December.
December, yeah,
for foreigners, bro. They all want to go there, bro. You get me? Nah, it's mad. I hope all you lot need to come back, man.
Oh, that time will come soon. You get very
soon. Time to go back to work on Monday, man. Yeah. All that money we don't spend, bro. It's time to go back to work.
Yeah, it will take you a whole year to recoup that money.
You get me? Will that increase?
Well, the funny thing is they'll go back and do it again next December. Bro,
fam, that's what people are living for right now. They just save money. You get me? Just take all that, just go December, just blow. It. You know, nah, it's crazy. Bad. But fam, are you a still water drinker or what's it called? Is this still water and
sparkling
water?
Which I'm a still water drinker, bro.
Still water.
I can't stand sparkling water.
Same me as well, bro.
I cannot stand it.
Fam, I went somewhere and everything, yeah, cause I was thirsty as a motherfucker. You get what I mean? I was thirsty as hell. I went straight to the bar. I said, please, can I get water? You get me? So I think the guy looked at me, he probably thought, okay, maybe this guy's a sparkling water because of the way I was dressed. Because
you get money.
You get me? I don't know, guy.
You dress like you get money. Sparkling water is for people that look expensive.
Bro, listen. This guy carries sparkling water. Give me cap. Fam, I tasted that shit. I was like, what the hell is that?
Bro?
I turned around to the guy. I said, bro, I don't like my water having BBLs, bro. You get what I'm saying? I don't like BBL water, fam.
What the fuck you call it?
You get me, fam? I like my water natural. You get me? I like my water natural, bro. You get what I'm saying? I'm not into BBLs, fam. Give me some natural water, bro. You did crazy. You get me, fam?
Bro, that shit tastes like Sprite without sugar.
Cause it tastes like tonic, fam.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how people drink that shit.
I don't know.
But I have a home girl. That's all she drinks, bro.
Yeah.
Even in her house, because there is this machine or whatever that is where you can put your water in, your still water in, and then you can now add some cubes or whatever. I think it's called carbonate or whatever that shit is. I don't know what that
okay.
shit is. Okay. So it turns the still water
into like sparkling it gives water. It gas and then bubbles.
Yeah,
and
I know this kind of shit, bro. She has it in her house, bro. I'm like, bro, you are nuts, bro.
She's addicted to that
shit. You get me? Nah, she's into that shit. I said, nah, if I wanted tonic, I'll drink tonic, bro.
Yeah, but Sprite, keep it up. It's better than drinking Coke and Sprite and all of that. Because there's certain man out there that don't drink, bro, they don't drink water.
They only drink fizzy drinks.
Fizzy drinks.
Yeah.
I remember one crazy time, back in the day, I met this girl. Bro, if you enter her kitchen,
fizzy
drinks, Iron Brew, Sprite, Coke, Fanta, that's it. She only drink water.
That's a killer.
Because I remember very well, I asked for water. She was getting me tap water. I'm like, I don't really like tap water like that. She's like, no, she don't drink water. She never buys water.
That's mad.
Or she give you open a cupboard, Iron Brew, Sprite, this, that.
That's crazy.
It is mad.
But anywho's, bruv, I'm glad that you're on the right side of history, bruv. You get what I'm saying? I'm glad you're on the right side of history. Man.
You never know, it might change.
Still. Listen, bruv, stay where you are, man. You get me? Stay where you are, bruv. Cuz, what's happening around the world, bro? What's happening? You know what? Since we're in Ghana, bruv. Since we're in Ghana, before we travel to
before
other
we
places.
Travel to a next destination, yeah?
Fam, what is going on with this whole conversation about some chef in Ghana, that is trying to break a record when it comes to cooking, that we already did, bruv. We already did that, bruv. Shout out to Chef Baki. You get me? I think it's Baki or Bachi. I'm not really sure. Baki. Hilda Baki. You get me? Shout out to you, baby girl. You get what I'm saying? Like, bro, why you lot coming for her, man?
Bro.
Allow her, bro.
You set records for them to be broken.
But why is it, that ever since she broke that record?
It's not about ever since she
ever
broke
since
that
she
record.
Broke it, bro. Nah, every Tom, Dick, and Harry... Yeah, it's trying to break cooking record right now. You see people that they dance. Yeah.
You know, be every Tom.
And then they cook, bruv. What's going on, bruv?
You know, be every Tom, Dick, and Harry matter. It takes a chef. I'll repeat, it takes a chef in capital letters.
To do what?
To break a record. You get me? When you're trying to break a record, you break it in style.
Is it?
You get me? You make it fun. You make it look tantalizing.
You dance,
you're enjoying it. That shows that, that is your passion. You get me? Even you put effort into making the food. So you're dancing, you're cooking with joy. You know when you go to certain chop bars, you know where chop bar is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
when you can tell what the food tastes like by looking at the face of the chef or the attitude of the chef.
Uh-huh.
If you see the chef and they look angry or they look pissed off
mm-hmm.
or they look sad,
mm-hmm.
bro, don't go into that chop bar.
They need to be smiling, bro.
Because that food, it ain't going to be the one. But when you go into a restaurant and the chef is, guy, they play music, they dance, he's happy, like, yeah, you get me? That food is going to be banging.
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. Bro, let me tell you something, yeah? For some of you that don't know, for some of you that don't understand marketing and everything, yeah?
Mm.
And salute to, what's her name? The girl in
you
Ghana.
You don't even know her name. Fuzzy.
No, it's not Fuzzy. Phyla. You should know this. You're the Ghanaian person here, bro.
Yeah, that name don't sound Ghanaian to me. You got me.
Phyla. Chef Phyla. You get me?
Chef Phyla.
Whether that's her name or football name, you know what I'm saying? Whichever one that is. But the thing is, people don't understand that the reason why Hilda was very successful,
mm-hmm.
yeah, let me break the issue, the social
down. Break it down.
But the reason why she was very successful, it's not because she's the first person to break a fucking Guinness Book of Records. No, that's not the case.
Of course not.
You get what I'm saying? But the thing is, have you seen that girl?
I knew that's where that was going.
There you go. It helps.
It helps. It does. But it definitely helps.
No, she can cook. No, understand what I'm saying. She can cook her ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She's not the only person that knows how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm talking about the reason why she became very successful when it comes to social media.
Yeah, yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's because even though she broke this record, she can cook, right?
Mm-hmm.
She is sexy as hell, bro.
She is. She is sexy. She I'm is not going to take that away from
so,
her.
So, she's very marketable.
Okay.
All this thing comes down to marketing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, Chef Phyla, salute to you, baby girl. You know what I mean? I'm sure you were a very nice person. Nice one,
so,
everything.
You know, say all those dancing and all of that.
Bro, that is
all,
not going to cut
that
it,
that is part of marketing.
That's not part
of marketing.
Kojo, if...
You get me?
Kojo, if Chef Phyla stands in front of you and Chef Hilda stands in front of you,
mm-hmm.
who are you going for?
Bro...
Who are you going for? Who are you going for?
Let me answer your question.
Go on.
Let me answer your question.
Phyla?
No.
Hilda?
I'm going for Phyla.
Sia?
You know why?
Sia?
You know why?
Why?
Because they say the way to a man's heart is through food.
Yeah,
I didn't tell you. The way to a man's heart is through food. And I'm telling you, Phyla's food is better than Hilda.
How do you know?
Guy, okay. I don't know. I've not tasted it, but from food presentation alone, from the food presentation alone, I can tell that Phyla's food will taste better than Hilda's.
Excuse me, bro.
And this brings us back to this whole Ghana Jollof debate.
Yeah.
Did you see how Hilda? Did you see how she presented her jollof rice?
That she was tantalizing, bro.
Guy, fuck that shit.
Bro,
guy,
that she was tantalizing,
bro. Stop capping.
Fam, I would have eaten that jollof rice and bite my fingers.
But you see Phyla's presentation.
And bullshit,
bro. That is how you present food. Don't do that.
That's some bullshit.
When you go
bro.
To a restaurant, presentation matters.
That jollof rice.
When you're paying for food, presentation matters.
Fam, that jollof rice. Bro. That jollof rice looked like she added coloring to the jollof rice.
Nah. Presentation. Bro, I was watching this video online and then they said Hilda's jollof rice was what? What did they even call it? It was pre-cooked or something. It was not fully cooked.
Bro, listen, bro. We do not care. Just like you say, if you go into that chopper and the chef looks good, we are still eating that shit, bro. Hilda looks good, bro.
Nah, but backups to Phyla.
Definitely.
I guess she wasn't, correct me if I'm wrong, but she wasn't able to break the record, was she?
Guy, I'm not sure, but I'm not
surprised.
Nah, I'd
be like saying Shinofi break. I think Shinofi break them.
How many days did Hilda cook for? Let's just double check real quick, bro.
But I think Phyla may have not broken it.
Listen,
if
you're coming here for the facts and everything, you are in the wrong place, bruv.
I mean,
we do not fast check over here, man. You get me? Because some of you that like to say, oh, you need to do your research. Hell no. Nah.
We bring you the news. Just hell do the nah. research
you
yourself.
You do your research yourself. Yeah, yeah, you get what I'm saying? But yeah, she cooked for 93 hours, 11 minutes.
Okay. I think...
He got, we suppose later that year, but yeah. So,
I think Phyla is still cooking, you know?
Yeah, I think she is still cooking.
Yeah. Phyla is still cooking.
Yeah. So, she cooked for 93 hours.
Phyla go beat them easy.
Oh my God, 93 hours easy.
Phyla go beat them easy. Phyla is aiming for 120 hours. That's easy. Just like the way my girl beat the singing record the other day. Come on.
Yeah.
Ghanaians, we've got this thing. Like, We've got this. We're coming for all the records.
See, guys, they copy us.
How the hell is this copying? We're not
copying us, bro.
So are you going to say Hilda copied someone as well? The previous record holder?
We don't know.
Exactly, bro. Records are there to be broken. Nobody can copy anybody.
Can you prove it?
I'm sure there was a record holder. Come on.
How can you be sure, bro?
Bro, come on.
Prove it.
So what? They didn't just create that. Anyway, let's go.
Kojo, you just said like one of them people. Kojo, you just said like one of them people on. Wait. You just
said
like, wait. No. You just said like one of them people on social media. They'd be like, yo, fam, what's your source? Trust me, bro. You know one of them people, bro. Yo, fam, you're chatting, bro. What's your source? Trust me, bro. He goes, why should I fucking trust you, fam? No. Oh, shit, bro. But listen.
Anyway, but back to this cooking thing. We're doing this.
Shout out to her, though. Shout out to her.
Guy, have you seen this woman? First of all, now, why Nigerians, they like money like that?
Why?
No. I'm asking you a question. Why Nigerians like money like that?
Wait, Ghana people know they like money.
No, you guys, man.
No, Ghana know they like money.
You guys, man.
No, Ghana know they like money.
Damn!
No, Ghana know they like
That's
money.
That's why they say put a Nigerian anywhere.
Will succeed, didn't
he? He will survive.
That's a fact. That's a fact, bro. We will sell you the water and sell you the well,
nah,
too.
So there's this Danish... white Danish woman who's been out there exploring Africa, African countries and that. You get me? And she does it on a motorbike.
Hold on, bro. Is it Danish or Danish?
Danish.
Is it Danish?
Yeah.
You sure?
I said Danish.
I said Danish.
I said Danish. Correct us if we're wrong. Or correct the wrong person because I think I'm right.
Yeah, you say Danish. I'm saying Danish. Yeah?
Yeah, Danish. It's not Danish, bro.
You sure?
Nah, it's not Danish.
Well, what's your source?
They mad.
Trust you, bro.
Trust me.
Go.
Yeah. So there's this Danish woman who's been exploring African countries on a bike. Like, she literally has a bike. It's got cameras on it. You know, she's got like a spare petrol tank and everything. She just drive across African countries. They cross borders. They go from this to that. So on her expedition, or let me say expedition, since we're talking about Nigeria.
Well, yeah, bro. All
right,
go ahead.
On the expedition, right, in Nigeria, she came across like a couple police officers at a barrier or whatever it was. And then they were like, give me money. And then like, she was taking it as a joke. Like, oh, no.
Standard procedure, bro.
Another one came, give me money. So the man was like, give me money. Then he would just smile.
Mm.
Give me money. Like, aggressively, you know.
Yeah.
And then he would just smile. Give me money. Bro, why are police officers like this?
Don't they do it in Ghana?
Bro, the way they do in Ghana,
yeah
it's not as demanding.
How they do?
Funny thing. Oh, how at least finesse your way, you know, sweet talk the person. How's your day going, darling? You know, are you having a good day? How's your visit in Ghana? Are you enjoying Ghana? Anyway,
bro,
you know, it's Christmas. Where's my Christmas present? A Ghanaian police officer is not going to say, give me money. They'll say, where's my this present? Where's my Christmas present? Oh, what did you bring me from the Netherlands? Oh, what did you get what I'm trying to say?
All right, bruv.
Hold on, bruv. Let me just reply and everything.
Nigerian police, we don't have time for that, bruv. You know what I mean? That is the same way. You probably like striptease. You get me? She walks in here with a fucking bikini or whatever that thing is. What's it called again? A lingerie, right?
lingerie.
Probably have the patience to watch the whole laundry and everything and watch her striptease. It might take a whole fucking 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Me, myself, I don't have the patience, bruh. We're going straight to business. That's just the way it is, bruh. In Ghana, you guys striptease and Nigeria.
Because you need to take your time. You get me? You need to take your time and build the anticipation up. That's why you enjoy the striptease.
Mm.
You get me? Set your mind right for what's to come. You don't just go and then boom, boom, boom. Nah, brother. You need to set the... You get me? It's a process.
Yeah.
It's like a visa application. Before you come, before you travel,
you need to go through the process.
You go for an interview. This, that.
Yeah.
Before you get to the deal, main deal, bro, make them do striptease. Show you what's coming.
Yeah.
Show you the body. If not, bro, you need to enjoy.
Yeah. Like,
slow. You get what I'm trying to say?
I get what you're trying
to say.
That's
what I'm trying to say. I'm glad you know
what I'm trying to say. So basically, the Ghanaian police walk their way.
They'll make you give to them without even.
Yeah,
but
we do not.
Certain people will give you money in their mind. They are vexed.
Yeah,
they are vexed. But Ghanaian police go make you give them money. You still be happy giving him the money.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this same Danish woman, she was in Ghana, brother, as well.
Mm.
She got through a checkpoint or barrier, whatever, as well. Oh, the Ghanaian police officer, how's your day going? You know, nice bike. My man didn't ask for money. Do you know what he asked for?
Yeah.
He said, give me your number, let's communicate.
The guy won't go abroad.
He's thinking about Toto abroad. That's
the guy won't go abroad,
He's thinking about green card.
What are you talking about, man? You know what I mean? I don't need the money, bro. I won't go that place.
I won't go that place.
You know what I mean? You
go, I won't go that place.
He's a smart guy, bro.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy. So she give the guy the number then?
No, give him. Nah, she was like, no. You can tell that this woman...
She knows. She know how African boys be.
Yeah, she's done her research. Like, yeah, she know
how African boys be.
She know. She was in, was it Togo, Lomé, or Cote d'Ivoire as well? Mm. And then a soldier, she came across a soldier, like a couple of soldiers. Bro, they collect a camera from her hand, you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they took a camera. They were like, why has she got a camera? What's she been taking pictures of? Like, park your bike.
Wait, so she's on a bike going from one country to the next country?
On a motorbike.
That's some white people shit, bro.
Bruh, I ain't going to do that. I'm African. I'm not going to do that.
I am not doing that shit, bro.
Yeah.
Even sometimes when I hear people, I go a couple of my friends say, yo, that they go on holiday, they take a month off work.
Yeah.
They take a month off work to go to Asia. And they go to different countries in Asia and everything for a whole month.
Yeah.
Bro.
From island to island, country to country.
They are staying in hostels and all that shit. Fuck that
Some
shit.
Some of them have got camping gears and
that's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah. Fuck that. That's some white people
funny thing. Some time ago, I was actually not thinking to do it, but it fascinated me. I was thinking it would be quite exciting to do that.
No, it will be exciting. If I'm staying in a proper hotel, bro.
This guy, you love your luxury.
Bro, I cannot inconvenience myself.
Mm.
Yeah, like that, staying in bloody hostel. And I bet you that woman, she's probably staying in some.
Yeah. She's got a YouTube channel. Mm. She posts regularly. Like, it's not, she's not just posting the experience with the police officers. Like, she posts on her bike, she'll show you this, oh, that's that river, this is that, this is where I'm staying. This day, like, she shows a lot. Like, it's a whole experience.
Do you also think that she's probably getting piped out as well?
Of course, bruh. But you know before I would now.
Nah, be.
Yeah. After she explores the whole of Africa, she'll probably drop a video. she'll probably provide a whole video, a whole episode towards maybe which African country Sabi chop well.
Exactly, bro. I'm sure that she's probably
getting piped
out.
She'll probably do some shit like that.
She probably piped out Nigeria, Ghana.
Every country where she's doing that. Yeah.
But I think the Nigerian police officers that you were talking about, I think they got dismissed, didn't it?
I think so, yeah. They got dismissed, didn't it? Yeah.
They got dismissed and everything. They lost their job.
Do you think that's fair?
Hell yeah.
Mm.
Hell yeah.
But
I think it's fair, but then I kind of feel bad. In a way, I feel it's fair and I'm happy that they got dismissed. But then at the same time, why does it take for them to do it to a foreigner?
To get right? this, yeah. yeah. Because they do
hello.
It to, they do it to a lot of
hello. What's happening? Why are you sneaking in? All right, cool. I'll see it a bit.
No, bro. Me, I don't. Yeah, no, no, I feel sorry for them. You know why?
Yeah.
Because I feel like, bro, police officers in Africa deserve a lot better than what they get, bro. Yes. They are not fairly treated. Their pay is shit. Their working conditions are shit. Like, bro, I feel like if police officers in Africa or in this scenario, Ghana or Nigeria, if they are earning a decent amount of money,
yeah.
if their working conditions was a lot better, yeah. if they were providing them with like certain resources, like, guy, they are putting their lives on the line, yeah. so or so to say.
Yeah.
You get me? Bro, some of them live in like the shittest, like, it's like,
yeah.
their families don't get any support. It's like, bro, I can't blame them.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you, Cole. I agree with you, which is the reason why I said, in principle, they should be dismissed.
Mm.
But then when you now look at the conditions and everything, why does it have to take for them to do it to a white person
to them?
For you guys to want to portray this whole picture the outside world and everything. You know what I'm saying? Why they are doing it to Nigerians.
Oh, yeah.
All Ghanaians.
Everything. And every minute
then,
of the day.
Yeah. But then also, just like you said, when you now look at the pay, the things that... You know, some of them are getting paid, some of them are probably not getting paid, or probably some of them are being owed.
Mm-hmm,
you get what
mm-hmm,
I'm saying? Mm-hmm, now mm-hmm. they don't have money. Now this is probably the way that they can get money to feed their family, you know? And this is the reason why some of them turn to robbers and turn to thieves and everything.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, easily.
So in a way, I feel bad, you know? In a way, I feel, you know what, let this be a lesson, right? For mm-hmm, other mm-hmm, police mm-hmm, officers. Mm-hmm. Because, bro, you hear about this shit all the fucking time. You know, people could go Nigeria or people could go Ghana and everything. And fam, area boys are taking from you. You know, police is taking from you too, fam. Custom officers are taking from you, fam.
They collect.
Guy, you land for airport. Once they sight you, bro.
Brother.
Guy, once they sight you, say this guy is coming in. Bro, everybody's hands like this, bro.
It's like their eyes are scanners. As soon as they see you, they know.
Once they see you, they know,
they
bro.
They know.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah.
Did I tell you one time when I got to Ghana, Kotoka, and then I gave this guy £10. I didn't have any CDs in it. So I gave this guy helped me with my suitcase and I gave him £10. My man was like, oh, £10 is too small. I was like, give it to me.
Give me back.
Did I tell you that?
No, you didn't tell me.
I give him £10. Is it £10? He's like, bro, come on, £10. I was like, okay, give it to me. Let me give you bigger money. He looked at me and was like, it's okay.
Because you don't say like
bro, put my pocket, and they put down for pocket. I've given you £10. You're telling me it's too small.
Somebody give you £10. Yeah, somebody give you £10 in this country.
How much did they pay you? I give you £10, which is what, like 150 cedis. You're telling me it's too small.
Just like that.
Just like that. Even you, the £10 they give you, say, I was gutted I didn't have any CDs on me.
Yeah.
And that was the smallest denominator I had in my pocket.
Mm-mm-mm.
So I can't give you a tell me it's too small. Give it back. Let me give you change.
Yeah.
I mean, let me give you something bigger.
I'm telling you.
Just looking was like, boss, it's okay. Thank you. God bless you. Next
you
time.
I mean? It is crazy, bruv. But yeah, man, just what them ones, bruv. But since we're sitting in Ghana, fam, who do you think in Ghana, yeah? Who do you think is the antagonist when it comes to the entertainment industry?
Who else? Entertainment industry.
Yeah. Who do you think is the antagonist in Ghana?
Shatta Wale, no.
What's good? Bro, Shatta Wale is the gift that keeps giving, bro.
Shatta is that guy.
Every week, every day is between him and somebody else. What's going on between him and Small God?
To be honest with you, I don't know the ins and outs of it because when Shatta starts ranting about certain things, I don't pay attention to them no more.
Mm.
Bro, like, not a month goes by without Shatta ranting about something. If it's not about a different artist, it's about Nigeria or it's about the government, or is it, bro, there's always something, or it's about his girlfriend because he's going through a breakup, or his ex-manager, or bro, Shatta always a rant about things.
But is he wrong though?
Some of the things that he chats about, obviously there's never smoke without fire, innit? There's always something to give him a reason to talk about a particular topic. But I feel like his approach is never right. You know, his approach is usually, let me not say never right, it's usually not right.
Right, but this is the thing though, yeah. But this is the thing, right? If, obviously, I don't know, I'm not in Ghana. Mm. But if they are pinching him behind the scenes and he's coming out to talk about what is being done to him,
mm.
would you really blame him for that?
That is a whole different conversation.
Yeah.
I don't see another artist pinching you. If someone is pinching you,
Yeah, but if they pinch him and hide their hands, what are you going to say?
Why are you attacking an artist? Like, why are you attacking an artist? Today, you're attacking Stone Boy. Tomorrow, this artist. That one, this one, that one, this one, this one, this one. Who are you fighting with, bro?
Because I see him and everything. He obviously, just like you said, he's fighting Shatta Wale, he's fighting Small God, he's fighting
Sarkodie, Stone Boy,
Mr. Logic.
Mr. Famille. You're always creating...
This is the one. Just listen to this, bro.
Mr. Logic, over there, table. Somebody throw table for Kenya where he can't knock his wife in head. So they for go hospital right now. They lie. They all well. It's a logic. He go pretend say Nima got that fly where he can't hit him back. So he get back pain. It's a logic. Somebody wait for you go tell you helicopter in this thing, the propeller, no? 1-4 where he can't catch him. For where? All because of Mumu. You go tell yourself to make it pay you. Ah. Even if I said that they walk no way in kidding leg loss. It's a logic.
That shit is funny.
People can't get there. People can't want to talk. Who you matter? Someday, you, Mr. Logic, you say, I want my car. I give you money, Mr. Logic. Oh, I just show you. I don't see him 1 week. You take my money and run away. The time you bring the money, where I give away be 20 Ghana. The time you bring 3 CD, 4 CD, 5 CD, 3 CD, 4 CD, it chops some of the money with me. Police station, where I lock you for? You forget. I lock you for police station, but you, Mr. I lock you before. And if you don't, I will lock you again. You don't, I will lock you again. This, like, you put no sense, stupid things where they do for TV and radio where nobody see. You, Mr. in the life, Mr. in the life, Papa, eh? Mr. Lodge.
but that shit is funny,
bro.
That shit is funny,
fam. But that's what I'm saying, though.
No. These kind of ones, I find it funny. Like that is amusing to me. And he makes it sound. See,
he is funny.
Shatta Wale is not just an artist, too. This guy, he's actually. If he pursues a career in comedy,
oh yeah,
or like all these TV personality kind things, bro. He's gonna do really well.
Absolutely.
But I stop paying attention to Shatta Wale.
Yeah.
Cause sometimes all he talks about is nonsense. Or you come and then guy, women, they post about women, they pulling. I remember when he used to post pictures and videos of him. You're too, like, come on.
Yeah, fam, he's an entertainer, bro.
Yeah, that's the word.
That is what you human like, innit?
What do you mean human?
That's what you guys like.
What do you mean human?
Yeah, like, do you want your entertainer being clean cut and all that? Nah, bro.
Hence why sometimes
he is trying to be edgy, bro.
Hence why sometimes they don't take you serious. You get me? You're one of the biggest artists in Ghana, but still, like, you're still hovering around. Like, you're still not getting that respect that I feel you deserve.
You deserve, yeah.
You get me? Come on, like, there's different levels to this entertainment shit. You can be funny, but you're classy funny. You get me?
Funny with class, yeah?
There we go, brother.
Funny with class,
There we go. But you come, they talk nonsense, they talk anyhow. Come on, man.
This guy, you know the
like
Shatta.
I like Shatta, bro. I like Shatta, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
For different reasons. And for topics that needs a voice. When he's talking about something that actually I feel like needs a voice, bro, I'll go commend them now. But when it's about useless shit, and then you like, come on.
Yeah, like, you're not down for that.
No, I'm not down for that. Bro, I love his music. I've got a lot of respect for the guy, but he does the wrong things as well sometimes. And I'm not even, bro, I'm a big Sarkodie fan. But if Sarkodie does some nonsense, I'll call him out.
I hear that still. I'm not gonna lie. You know, I mean, just before we jump on this and everything, when it comes to music, obviously, you know, I don't really check on Shatter. I hear some of his music and everything, but when you come to jokes, oh my god, I can watch Shatter all day long, bro. He is hilarious as hell, bro. Yeah. He's hilarious, you know. But I call him the antagonist, bro. I think he keeps the balance. I think he keeps the balance. You know, that person who goes against the machine, who goes against the clique. I don't know if you saw the interview Cat Williams did with Shannon Sharp. I don't know if you've seen that narrative. This is in American narrative. Cat Williams in the comedy world, right? Even though he's one of the legends and everything, but he's one of them persons that is here and the machine is here. You got me? So he's going against the machine, bro. 5 minutes to watch that interview, 2 hours long and everything.
Okay.
Dude was going at everybody from Kevin Hart to fucking FaZe on Love to, bro, he Cedric the Entertainer, fam.
Everybody.
Dude was going in. You get what I'm saying? When I look at him, that kind of person, Shatta Wale is, that's the type of person. Portable is, you know, the person that is here versus the machine.
How about this guy,
versus
Tate?
The clique. Who?
Tate.
Andrew Tate as well, obviously in his own way,
you know what I'm saying.
But yeah, that's how I look at Shatta Wale, man. But he is hilarious as hell, bro. But since we mentioned Portable, right, because now let's go from Ghana to Nigeria.
We're crossing over, yeah.
What do you think about Portable's rant,
guy,
when it came to his baby mom?
I have to get somebody to translate that shit for me. Because I didn't hear a word of English in that. I didn't hear a word of Pidgin.
Portable does not speak Pidgin. He doesn't speak English. He doesn't speak Yoruba.
But for real, he
just speaks Portable, bro.
I had to get somebody to translate it for me.
Because
I was listening to it, I was like,
what the fuck is my man talking about, bro? Fam, I saw that as well. When I'm listening to Portable, even sometimes when he's speaking English, I'm looking at him thinking, bro, I don't understand what the fuck this guy talking about, bro. He just speaking Portable. You get what I'm saying? But what do you think about that? Obviously, him and his baby mom. Right, the baby mom is seeing someone else, right? And obviously, they are not together, Portable and the baby mom. But then Portable is going crazy that why the fuck is she obviously seeing this person and everything?
But they've got a 1 year old.
That's the reason why she's the baby mom. Yeah. What do you think about that whole scenario though? Like, if you're no longer with this person, and if this person is your baby mom, do you have any form of jurisdiction on what she does? Or who she sees.
Guy, there's a gray area.
Let's
there,
hear
you know?
It.
Nah, there's a Let's gray hear area it. There because
I can't relate. Obviously, I ain't got kids.
Yeah,
you got kids.
There's a gray area there because, bro, nothing will stop you from feeling a type of way. I ain't gonna lie.
Why? If you guys are no longer together though.
Okay. There's a child involved, right?
Yeah.
You're thinking, I don't give a shit about who you're doing your shit with.
Yeah.
Right? But the fact that we've got a child involved, eventually, the child is going to get involved in that thing that you're doing with that person.
But it's
somehow.
But it's not the same as you, though.
It's not the same as me, but the child is the same as me.
No, it's not the same as you. If you start seeing somebody, eventually the child will be involved one way or the other in your relationship.
And it's okay. It's okay for the woman to feel a type of way as well. And hell yeah, I'm sure they do. I've gone through that shit.
Is it?
Yeah, of course I've gone through that shit.
Well, what happened? Is that something that you can touch a little bit?
Yeah, I've had a baby mama, you know, like try, you know, put certain
boundaries
because I'm with someone. And it gets to a point you need to check them. Like in the beginning, you're like you're a bit like you're thinking, okay, cool, I understand why she's being like that. But when you deep it, yo, I ain't with you no more. You need to understand that I'm with this person for a reason, because I feel a way about them, because I love them or whatever. And I'm not, I'm a dad for a reason as well. If I entrust someone to care for our son or my son, I've entrusted them for a reason because I feel like I can trust them.
But is that not how she feels when she's saying, hey, this person that you're seeing, right? I don't really trust this person that you're seeing. Yes.
Whatever. You don't know them well enough to know if you trust them or not.
Okay, so is that not the same thing as you?
That's
when you say that about
that's what I'm saying. Whoever he's saying. I am mad that you're feeling the type of way because I know I will probably feel the type of way as well.
Mm.
Put a shoe on my feet. You get what I'm trying to say? But then when you deep it, at the end of the day, you need to be able to trust your baby mom or your baby father to do what they are doing because they would have the child's, like, how do I even put it?
The best interest of the child. Is that what
exactly.
Fam, you hope so.
You hope so, but then
you hope bro, so, bro.
Like me,
so,
like bro. I've got my son's best interest. Like I'm not gonna put my son in a situation that I know can affect him physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever.
Yeah,
the
reason why I said that you hope so is because sometimes, bro, you see a situation where you know you probably know this chick. I'm not talking about your main one, but I'm just talking in general right now. Yeah, this chick, why are you fucking with this guy? Because this guy's a bum. This guy is a bad influence or whatever the case is. But maybe the guy gives good dick. Pause. You get what I'm saying? And now she's knee-deep into the whole shit. She's digmatized now. You get what I'm saying? And sometimes they don't think about a fucking child. You get what I'm saying? And the child is in the house. Yeah, she invites the man to the house too. You get what I'm saying? Bro, I've been in situations where I was fucking people's baby moms, bruv. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Yeah, bro. And fam, she invites me to the house around 11 p.m. at 9 and everything. And she's like, shh, 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 the baby is sleeping. I'll be like, all right, cool, bruv. You get me? You get me? I tiptoe into the house, bro. Blow her back out, sidestep and that. You get what I'm saying? And it gets to the point because now she's digmatized. She doesn't say, now the baby is awake in the house. One day you turn up, the baby's walking around and they be like, come and say hi to Uncle Toby. And you're thinking, what the fuck? You get what I'm saying? It happens. That's the reason why I say you hope so. It's a very techie situation,
bro. It is a techie one. But you can't control it. Bro, she needs to get digmatized. I mean... Bro, like, I don't know. I don't even know how. I don't know if there's a solution to this shit.
Bro, I don't know how I'm going to. This is the thing, though, because somebody said you don't know who you're with until you guys break up.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm. Because sometimes you think that who you're with has common sense or has some decorum on what to do and what not to do.
But then you really see them.
When you guys break up and you see the type of person that they go for, and this happens both ways, and you're thinking, Is this who I was with? Yeah, is this who I was with? You get what I'm saying? Yeah, it definitely happens. It definitely happens. But it's just one of them ones, bro. I don't think Potable has any leg to stand on, bro. Fam, you're not with this woman.
You're not with the woman.
You get what I mean? So it is what it is, bro. You gotta take the L, fam.
Yeah. Unless you want to be a full-time dad.
Fam, you got to take the L, bro.
Then file for custody and then be a full-time dad. But I bet he doesn't want that because, bro, that is a lot of... What are you going to say?
I wanted to ask you a question right now.
Yeah, go on.
I'm going to play this real quick. And then I'll see what your answer is to this, bruv. I'll see what your answer is to this. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me pull it up. Because I saw this online. And it so happens that I saw this when I saw the whole Potable thing. So just listen to this, bro.
Mother of a child, I don't think you should have another man at your house.
At my house and you pay bills in my house?
I mean, I help you.
When I need help.
Right.
But I can't have it at my house.
Because I feel like he can do it. It's a shortcut. Why you calling me?
I can't get help from both of y'all? Because you my baby daddy.
That's really kind of like, that's soft taxing and finessing though.
I got it.
And that's unfair to the baby, the mother or my child who I'm with now.
How?
That's not right.
Why?
That's H.
Okay, your baby mama, right? What exactly are you doing for her household?
Whatever she need me to do. If she needs some help.
Lights, groceries.
Whatever she needs.
So in summary, if I'm helping my baby mom pay bills, can she have another man in that house? We are not together. but I'm helping her pay her bills. Does she have the right to have another man blowing her back out in the house? What do you say to that? Go.
I think she does.
Shit.
No, 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 bro. No, 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 bro. Like,
why is he not helping her pay the bills then?
Why are you not blowing her back instead?
We're no longer together.
Yeah. So why the fuck are you helping her pay the bills to start with?
Because she's my baby mom.
So why does that give you the right to stop? Wait. Does that give you the right to stop her from getting dick?
Not in the house.
So where may she go fuck for?
The guy's house.
Why not in the house? Just because you're paying some of the bills.
She can go to a hotel.
Guy, you're just making up.
Nah,
no,
bro.
No.
Nah, bro.
Then don't pay the bills. You're paying the bills because you want to help. Help. Just help someone then. But you're not fucking her. You're not giving her that satisfaction.
So you are saying that you agree to the fact, yeah?
What I'm saying
Wait,
is...
Hold on.
Go on.
So you are saying that you agree to the fact, yeah, that even if I am helping her, yeah, pay her light bills or her electric bills, because she's probably a bum, right? Mm. Or maybe she's not, but she's the mother of my kid, right? She's also allowed to bring in a bumish bumbleclap, right, into that house that probably has only a big fat pole to offer, right, to blow her back up.
Wait. What I'm saying is...
Tell me what you're saying.
The fact that I'm helping her pay some of her bills...
Yeah.
...does not give me the right to dictate whether she fucks another man in the house or not.
Shit.
It doesn't. It doesn't though, bro. It doesn't.
Golly, bro.
She's not my girl. The fact that I'm helping her pay some of her bills does not give me the right to tell her that, yo, you can't fuck no nigga in that house. She pays the rent. Maybe I'm paying, what, electricity and then water bill for her for a reason, because I've got a child with her. I need to support my child. But it doesn't give me the right to tell her that, listen, give me a name. Ama, don't bring any man to the house because I'm paying $200 every month.
No, obviously you're not gonna say that.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. How much is bills? How much is bills?
Okay.
Yeah, bro. This nigga is probably not paying child support because of the bills. Anyway, that's just an assumption. But bro, regardless, you're gonna have to support her because you've got a child with her. It's just like me saying all these artists that pay hundreds of thousands towards child support, bro. That child support most likely pays the rent and all the bills. Can they go tell the bitch? Sorry, my bad. Can they go tell their baby
they
mother?
Yeah, bitches though.
Can they go tell them, don't bring any nigga to that house? No, they cannot.
Hell nah.
You can't, bro. Deep it though, like deep it.
Hell nah. Jesus.
Nah. Bro. Sometimes I get men want to be men, you know, for the wrong reason sometimes. Like, come on. Like, you put yourself in that position. You've got a child with her.
This is the reason why I call you Panda Bear, bruv.
Bro, call me whatever you want to call
me.
This is the reason why I call you Panda Bear, bruv. It's two things.
This is the reason.
Toby, it's two things. Don't pay the bills at all or shut up. It's as simple as that.
This is the reason why I call you Panda Bear, bro.
Come on, bro.
Kojo, I have never seen you stand with the men, bruv.
Nah, bro. Because you're standing for the men for, like, you're mad. See, this is the point where I just dropped my mic. Boom.
Boom. You land your plane there.
Yeah, I land my plane there because, bro, like, no, for real though. What thing you go do?
If she's helping you pay your bills.
Go on.
Are you allowed to bring a chick to the house, then?
Bro, this is tomato. Yeah, of course I am. Yeah. What are you saying? Yeah. Come on, bro.
This is tomato.
Yeah. Vice versa. Yeah, of course I am. Yeah, you're helping me pay, man, because I can't stand on my 2 feet at the same time. Or maybe because I'm a full-time dad. We've got a child together. I'm looking after the child, bro, most of the time. It doesn't mean I can't get my dick wet.
Shit.
Yeah, brother.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, bro, nah. Well, would you rather she does it behind your back? Like, if deep it, whether she does it behind your back, she's still doing it.
She's still doing it.
But you know, be firewood. On again, God, it comes though. To that at the end of the day.
Shit. Fucking hell, bro.
Nah.
Golly.
So, bro, this one.
Anyways,
you ain't gonna elect to stand up.
Not getting all that stand up. No. All right then, cool. Let's move on then, bro. Yeah, as you guys hear, bro, you ain't got no leg to stand up, bro. You get it. But you know what?
You go explain tire.
You go explain tire. For this new year, no grief for nobody.
No.
No grief for nobody.
At all.
Fam, since we are still in Nigeria, before we... before we come back home to the UK, bro.
Yeah. Wagwan for Niger.
Have you seen what Bonner said, bro? In case you don't know, Bonner said, yeah, when you're chatting about the big three and everything, yeah, it is the big two and then there is Bonner, bro. You get what I'm saying? He's telling you, man, put some respect on my name, bro. Listen.
Now, next time anybody tells you about anything called a big three, yeah, tell them that there's only a big two, and then there's Burna Boy.
Oh my!
There is only a big two, and then there is Burna Boy. Go.
No, you go. You go first.
Oh, you want to hear what I want to say?
Yeah, I want to hear what you want to say. Because.
Because what?
What is your take on
because
that?
Because what?
No. I just want to hear what you want to say. What you got to say about this?
So, everybody know how I feel about Burna. I will start with love. Mm. Before I go to the gray areas where people might call it hate. Right? So, everybody know how I feel about Burna. And I think he is one of the greatest artists, entertainers to come out of not only Nigeria, but the continent of Africa. You get what I'm saying? And I think, in my opinion, with what he has done, yeah, if there was nobody like Fela Kuti in Nigeria, yeah, it will be Burna.
Okay.
Number one. You get what I'm saying? But we will always give Fela that respect.
You get what I'm saying?
Because what he just said right now, that's how I look at Fela. There is everybody else, and then there is Fela Kuti.
You get what I'm saying?
So you see where I'm coming from.
Yeah, of course.
Ever since Burna Boy has come out, right? Whether 2010, 2011, thereabout and all that, right? The race has always been like this. Right? What do I mean? You had Wizkid, you had Davido, you had Burna Boy. You get what I'm saying? It has not been Burna Boy for 10 years straight, 11 years straight, 12 years straight. You get what I'm saying? It has not been Wizkid 10 years straight, 11 years straight. If that makes sense. Am I making sense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because when you step into this arena of there is this and this and then there is me, we will now have to look at longevity when it comes to the thing.
100%.
Right? Longevity plays a role, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talent, the talent level plays a role, right?
Mm-hmm.
The artistic level plays a role. Your body of work plays a role, right? And respectfully to Burna Boy, even though I love dude and I think right now he's the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has not done it the longest in terms of longevity.
Thank you.
He has not done that yet.
Thank you.
You get what I'm saying? He really stepped into his own lane, sort of, within the last 3 years.
Thank you.
Right? African Giant, and then what was the album after African Giant again?
Before I Told Him came out.
Before I Told Him came out. Right, I'm just gonna pull it up real quick. So you have African Giant, you have Love Damini, and then you have I told him. You get what I'm saying? Now, within this
3 years, because that's 2021, 2020, 2022, and 2023. Yeah,
African Giant was 2019.
No, 2020. Right.
Oh,
yeah. Let's not forget that within that time, somebody called Wizkid dropped one of the best albums of our time with Made in Lagos. Say anything you want to say about Wizkid. That album is a classic. Right? So what am I trying to say? Burna Boy has not done it the longest. So we have to be like, all right. Are you the best right now? Yes, you are. Right? Now, in terms of artistic level, yes, I think he has elevated. He's probably the best out there right now. But also, we want to see you be the best for a very long time. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Right? We want to see you be the best for a very long time. I will keep on giving examples. You come to basketball, right? Say anything you want to say about LeBron James. LeBron James went to 10 straight NBA finals. That says a lot. He might not have won every single one of them, but he was there. You get what I'm saying? Now, longevity. He has played for 21 years in the NBA at a very high level. Within them 21 years, he was probably, if not one of the best, in the league. Does that make sense? Right? He has the highest points in the NBA. So what am I saying? All this, you have to be the best for a long time. And when I look at the whole race in Afrobeats, we're talking about Nigeria right now, right? At some point, it has been Wizkid. At some point, it has been Davido. At some point, it has been Burna Boy. So we need to see you be the best for a very long, period of time.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. I couldn't disagree with you. I can't, even if I wanted to. When I first heard that, I was like, my guy, I love, again, just like you, I love Burna Boy. I love his music. You get me? Sometimes I love his aggression. I love his hunger. You get me? But most of all, I love his music. He's had one of the best years, you know, when it comes to Afrobeats. Like, he's had one of the best years. And even then, even with that, I'll say he's still neck and neck with Davido when it comes to having a best year. I'm not going to give it to Burna Boy just like that.
Yeah.
To me, it's very debatable. Right. So for him to come out and say that, I'm thinking, yo, pull that head from that ass, whatever ass way they are, beg, pull on for there, go wash your face properly before you say shit like that. Because in my opinion, he's not even had the best year. Bro, that's my opinion.
All right.
That is my opinion. You can debate with whoever you want to debate. That's my opinion. Timeless did numbers. Unavailable is doing numbers. Unavailable is like,
true. He had the best year.
Exactly. So for Burna to come and say that, secondly, right, bro, in my calendar, okay, there was top two only up until 2019. Before that, there was nothing like top three. Yeah. Burna Boy did not get, in my eyes, in my calendar, Burna Boy did not get in that mix, that top three mix, up until 2019 when African Giant was released. Bro, what did he have in his catalog that would match up?
Okay, go ahead.
Bro, like he was a decent artist.
He was a
great artist, but he was not even in my books. He was not in the top three. There was no top three then.
I mean, but we know why though. We know some of the legal issues that he was going through.
That is
though,
legal issues does not exempt you from.
No, obviously.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Obviously, he couldn't really travel. Obviously,
you can't travel. He wasn't, supposed to he wasn't releasing that. Music.
But in terms of the art, though, in terms of the music, he was right there, though.
Was he on the same level? Was he dropping bangers like the likes of Wizkid and Davido?
Okay, cool. That can be debatable.
Debatable.
Yeah, which is the reason why I said that the race is like this.
Bro, I ain't going to lie. Yeah. Obviously, I knew Burna Boy. But I was not playing Burna Boy music until from 2019. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this. I was in the UK then. I wasn't really hearing Burna Boy songs played anywhere like that. Up until 2019, carrying forward.
But that was actually when like he really started coming here,
He was here before he went to Nigeria and all of that.
Yeah, but he got banned and everything.
Yeah, he got banned. That's why I know he got banned. I'm not saying he didn't get banned.
Yeah.
But he got banned and then his music stalled.
I wouldn't say it stalled. Obviously, he couldn't really make moves that other people were making. In terms of the international move. But saying that though, because you said something about unavailable and timeless and everything, right?
Mm.
In a way, obviously, I salute Davido. I love Unavailable. I love the album, the timeless album. I think it's a great body of work, right? But also, it's just one of them scenarios where he's had a great year. He probably had a better year, right? But then overall, does he still meet to the level that Burna Boy is? The reason why I said this is, right, in the NBA, because I'm a big NBA guy, right? You see, some years, that was a time that Steph Curry was doing damage, going to the NBA Finals, winning the championships and everything, beat LeBron James and everything. But nobody really said Steph Curry is better than LeBron James.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, you know, he was breaking records, the shooting records and everything, but no one was really saying, oh, he's better than LeBron James, even though he beat LeBron James in the finals.
In the finals, yeah.
So when I look at this whole thing and all that, right, yes, he's had a great year, you know, number-wise, the music, the album and everything, but I still think that Burna Boy is still better. You go, I'm saying
that'd be your opinion.
But yeah, that's my opinion. Yeah, but then at the same time, this is where I agree with you. When you look at when you come to this generation, right? When you look at the generation of Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson was here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson was here. Every other person was here. So you could say every other person and then Michael Jackson.
And then Michael Jackson.
You know, and then there was a time it was Prince, every other person and then Prince. You get what I'm saying? Every other person and then Beyonce. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't think Burna Boy has gotten there yet. Do I feel like he has the potential to?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yes. But in this very moment, I think the race is still very tight.
It's very tight. It's very, very tight. And like you said, when you was talking about yours, longevity
plays a big role.
A massive role.
Plays a big role.
You get me?
You have to be the best for a long time. Period of time.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
You need that.
You need to be. So, again, I mean, in his books, maybe when he looks at himself, he feels like, I'm the best guy. Which he should. Yeah. Every artist deserves to feel that way.
Yes, you should.
You get me? So, you can talk your talk, but...
But then... Your work have to show it.
It needs to show it. And you can't just tell me your work shows for it after a very good, solid couple of years. Nah.
I mean, he's been the best, though. Let's be honest. He's kind of been the best last couple of years.
You know what but,
I mean? But we need to see more.
We need to see a lot more. Keep this up, and then we'll start talking.
Yeah.
That's what I feel.
But listen, I don't trust you, bro. Why did you say that you wanted to hear from me first?
I just want to know because I thought you was going to say, yeah, Burna is the guy. There's the two and then there's him. That's what you was going to say.
No, bro. I am not a biased podcaster, bro.
I didn't call you.
No, you can't be biased.
Maybe that would have been your opinion.
Of course I can be biased.
Yeah, of
you
course
are
I
very
can.
Biased, bro.
But I thought that was going to be your stronghold. I honestly thought that was going to be...
My angle. And then I gave it a
call. And then you disappointed.
Bro. I gave it a call, bro.
And then you disappointed. Guy, come on. Unavailable is everyone's top song of the year. Barack Obama's top song of the year. Is Rihanna's top song of the year. Everywhere you go, I'm unavailable.
They
you get me?
Yeah.
Don't forget, not forgetting. It was it was the most streamed Afrobeat artist on Spotify.
Yeah.
Afrobeat song on Spotify.
Yeah.
As well as Timeless.
Yeah. No, he did his thing.
So yeah, Davido,
he did his thing. That is the reason why as you're just talking right, I'm just pulling it up right now and all that.
Okay.
You know, Davido did an interview with the British GQ. Did you see that? It just came out yesterday and everything, where my man's talking about, bro, that every single day he's praying to win that Grammy, bro.
Guy, Unavailable can win Davido a Grammy.
You think so?
It can win, bro. It. I'm not going to say I'll be surprised if it doesn't, but I won't be surprised if it does.
I will not be surprised if it does too, but you just never know.
You just never know.
I will be surprised if it does not, because that was, just like you said, one of the biggest songs this year to come from the continent and everything. Mm-hmm. And I think if he doesn't win it this year, bro, it go hard.
It go hard.
You need to bring out something bigger than Unavailable, bro.
You need to bring out a whole new essence.
What? A whole new essence in that, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I hope he does, man.
No. I hope he does. Bro, I'll be really happy for him if he does. I'll be proper happy for him.
I hope
him,
he does. Somebody, oh my God. You see some of these people on social media. Someone pulled up some interview that he did, was it a couple years ago there, about where he was talking about, man, I wish I could find it. You see people sometimes, yeah. Someone was saying, let me see if I can just find it real quick, bro. Just real quick. You know, because I got this OCD thing where if I just remember something, I need
you
to find
it. You need
that
to find it before.
Yeah, I need to find that shit, bro. But yeah, somebody pulled it up. I think he was talking about, listen, that something to the fact that he doesn't care about the whole Grammy shit, and that, you know, you should do the type of music that you want to do and everything. And then they combined it to now, obviously, his tone has changed now. You know what I mean? Where my man is saying, yo, bro, I pray for this thing every night. So make I win this thing, though. Which, bro, I don't give up. I don't blame him. If you ask me, I'll probably do the same thing. If I'm not the one winning, I'll be like, bro, that shit is trash.
Of course.
You know what I mean? I'll be like, that shit is trash. But if I'm the one winning that shit, this is the best shit in the world, bro.
Of course.
Some weird reason, I can't find it, yeah.
It's the world we live in now.
That's it, bro. If I'm not winning that shit, I don't give a fuck, bro. That shit is trash, bro. But if I'm winning that shit, yo, fam, this is the best shit in the world.
Give me my flowers.
Yeah, hell yeah.
As simple as that.
Hell yeah. But listen, I love Burna Boy here. I love Davido. I love Wizkid, bro. But we have to keep it a G, though, innit, bro?
We have to keep it a G. I mean, at the end of the day, you know what? Wizkid, big whiz,
bro. Listen, I championed the guy and everything, bro. That EP that he dropped,
I'm still playing it to you today, man. Salute to him. I want more fire.
Yeah,
I want more fire. I want to feel that fire.
You're a greedy motherfucker. I am a greedy guy.
I want that. You get me? I want that. Ujo Legba. I want that. Soko. You get me? Come on, Baba. I'm sure you got it cooking.
Fam. Just enjoy the one waiting on drop first.
Oh yeah. We're still enjoying that. We're still partying with that.
Yeah.
Party, no disturb.
You
know what I'm saying?
Nah, so fam, let's come back home then, bruv.
Okay. What's going on back home?
Have you seen what's the conversation between fucking Stormzy and Maya?
Stormzy and Maya. I know they're back together.
Yeah.
I know they're back together. I think I may have heard rumors about some shit. But
yeah. Alright, cool. Just gonna pull it
up.
Let's tell them
what's going on.
Yeah, so this was going on. Obviously, Stormzy and Maya used to date. For people that don't know those people, Stormzy is a British artist. Yeah. Maya is
I'm sure you know Stormzy. Yeah, I'm sure exactly. Y'all know Stormzy.
Maya is like she's into this whole hosting thing and everything. She's a personality.
Yep.
Right?
Yep,
so they used to date together back in the day, and then they broke up. We don't really know what really happened.
Let me not allege anything here.
Because I know you say, oh, maybe he cheated, innit, bro?
That's what was alleged.
But then he came out and said that he did not.
Allegedly.
Why do you always have to blame the man, though?
I don't blame the man. Women cheat too.
Exactly.
Come on.
I'm glad that you said that.
No, of course.
So, obviously, they broke up and everything. Mm. Then she started seeing this NBA player, Ben Simmons, and they got engaged. And then eventually they broke up.
Ben Simmons, he's super rich, by the way.
Yeah, super rich and all that. Yeah. You know, he's an NBA player.
And he's American.
Yeah. No, he's Australian, actually.
Oh, he's Australian. Yeah. Oh, shit. I thought he was American.
Yeah, right. But he's in the NBA. And then when they broke up and all that, obviously, Stormzy won her back.
Okay.
But every now and then, you know, he gets some shots. You get what I'm saying? Like people kind of come for him. You know, well, like someone demand them.
Basketball shots.
No. Someone demand them in the UK and everything. Okay, talking about, why would you take a bat type thing? You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like you know, she went and obviously got engaged to some next man and everything, and now you're taking her back and everything. You know, she came back to you because that engagement didn't work out and all that kind of shit. She thought that the grass was greener on the other side, but obviously it's
okay,
not.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So somebody said this. Stormzy has gone down in my estimations for this low. I don't care who the babe is. You can't go and get engaged to a next man, then come back to me like everything is cool. Especially if that guy was treated than me. Stay over there.
People going to talk, innit? Regardless what you do, people going to talk.
If you're Stormzy, or rather, okay, you're not Stormzy right now. If you're in that situation.
man says you're not Stormzy right now.
You're not Stormzy now. You got to say. But in that situation, are you taking it back?
Bro, sometimes your heart speaks for yourself, innit?
Mm.
Yeah. Sometimes your heart really talk. You know, be anything else. Your heart and your mind. If your heart and your mind is still there. For all you know, man, when my girl was engaged, Stormzy was thinking about her every day.
Mm.
Hoping to get... Yeah, bro. Like, you know, I don't believe in... How did they even say it? My one true love or my...
Soulmate.
My soulmate. That. I don't believe in that shit. But maybe that was... To Stormzy, that was his soulmate. You get me? My mom was still dreaming about her and shit. So when the engagement didn't work out, it was like, thanks be to God.
I want you back now.
It's coming back to me.
Mm.
You get me? What belongs to me is coming back to me. I can't, bro. Engagement, see, all these people engage, bro, people marry and divorce in 6 months. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
People stay in relationships for a lifetime. They don't get married. People stay in relationships for a lifetime. Mm. So all this title, we're engaged, we're married. Bro, not title. It's just a title. Mm. To me, it's just a title. Like, whether you're married, you're engaged, it's just like dating someone. It doesn't make any difference.
Mm.
So all these men saying whatever it is they are saying, I'm sure a lot of them have gone back to an ex before. It's the same shit.
Mm.
The fact that this one was engaged does not make it any different. You get what I'm trying to say? So, bro.
It all comes down to how you feel about the person.
It comes down to how you feel about the person, how the person feels about you as well, because that's very important. You feel me? There's a reason that engagement didn't work. Maybe those two were not compatible enough.
Or maybe she was still thinking about him, though.
Or maybe she was still thinking about Stormzy.
Exactly, because that could actually be a fucking rebound.
It could be. Bro, it takes... Well, I'm talking... I've never gone back to an ex before, and I know it would take me a lot to go back to an ex. You feel me?
Mm.
So for them to come back together, there is something special there.
Mm.
There is. Have you ever gone back to an ex before?
No.
There we go. It doesn't happen easily, does it?
I've beat an ex before.
You beat, but you didn't want a relationship revert again. Yeah. So that's the point I'm trying to prove. For someone to do that, that means that person must have meant a lot to them.
Because a lot of conversations need to be had and everything. A lot of conversations, bro.
Yeah.
And to me, I just don't have the mental capacity for all that type of stuff. You know what I mean? A lot of conversations would need to be asked. And bro, you're right. It all comes down to how you feel about the person.
Yeah, yeah, brother.
You know, and you could tell that my man was... Bro, my man was rapping about Jesus and the Holy Spirit and all that, he's always been doing that, bro. You got what I'm saying? Before that, Bama was rapping, shut up. They would say, shut up. You got what I mean? You know, you're and Bigfoot and everything, bro. Bama was into all that
Bama
shit.
I was saying, suck your mom and all that shit. Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, bro, she left him that. You got what I'm saying? And now, Mama, they talked about Jesus, I love you, Holy Spirit.
I hold you to my...
Yeah. I'm doing all this, bro. You gotta say, and
one
now,
time for the Lord, one time for the...
one time for the Lord, bro. And now she's back. You're not hearing my man talking about Jesus no more, bro. Jesus has done his job, bro. Jesus have left the group chat.
That one, you're wrong. No. Stormzy has always been that.
Nah, shout out Stormzy,
that,
man.
That Christian advocates.
Bro,
why
the fuck do you have to kill my jokes, bro?
I ain't killing your jokes.
You're killing my jokes.
Nah, Stormzy not my brother now. He's my brother.
Bro, he does not claim you, bro.
Facts.
You guys say
he doesn't even know me. He don't know my name. Say you, bro. Back to the jokes.
Yes. Nah, bro.
Nah, for real.
But this is the thing, though. When I look at that, I think when I kind of said, "All right, cool," I think whoever tweeted this, right, it's probably a bit insecure. Is when he said, especially if the guy was sweeter than me. When I just saw that line, I'm like, "Ah, cool. I understand where you're coming
from.
You got me. It's all about ego at this point.
Yeah. Because Stormzy can hold his own. You get me? I mean, he can hold his own. Level as Ben Simon in that he can hold his own. My dude is, my brother is.
To me, I might probably hear him. Again, if he didn't say anything about the money. But once he said, I was like, cool.
I
get where you're coming
from. You know where this is coming
from. It's insecurity at the end of the day. Because the money has nothing to do with the whole shit.
I'm
saying? But you are talking about the whole title and engagement and marriage and everything, yeah? Can you see yourself, if you like this chick and this chick is in a relationship, is in a relationship and you like her. She's in a whole relationship and you like her, and she comes to you and say, "Hey, I want to be with you now. I want to leave this person and then get with you. Would you do it?
Nah.
Why?
Because she's in a relationship.
But I'm ready to leave this person and be with you.
Leave the person first and then we'll start talking.
I know this game. Hey. I know this game. And then she could leave the person now.
Wait.
And now she could leave the person, come on BT, be like, nah.
I'm not petty like that.
You'd be like, it's not about being petty, but it's just one of them ones where you kind of think you want the person, and then now you have the person, and then thinking, do I really want this?
Listen, the girl problem. It's the girl's problem. Because it depends on if it's hard for me to like someone that's in a relationship. It's hard for me to like that person that much.
Okay, but what if you've always liked the chick though? What if you've always liked the girl?
Before
she got into the relationship, you've always liked her. You get what I'm saying? And now, boom, she's not getting into the relationship and everything. And then you're thinking, God damn. And then boom, now she's single and she says, "Hey."
If I see myself revere, like if I see a future revere, if I feel that deeply about her and I feel like, that's my person, I'll go for her. But
like you wouldn't care about a relationship, you wouldn't care about knowing that she's in a whole relationship.
That's what bothers me. I can't see past though. Like,
is it
the fact that you're in a relationship? Why are you even talking to me to start with?
Bullshit, bro.
Nah, bro. But
I don't care about none of that, bro.
No,
it depends on how I feel about the person.
If I just want beat, that is different.
No. Apart from the beating, if it comes down to how I really feel about a chick, first of all, it cannot be a girl that I just met.
Yeah.
There has to be some time behind it.
Yeah.
Meaning, I can't just meet you and then we start talking and then I realize, oh shit, you're in a relationship and everything. You got
but have you thought about the fact that she's in a relationship and she's talking to you properly still?
Yes. But once again, it depends on how long I've known the person and know that she's probably a good... Now, I'm just saying that everything fits in the box, right?
Mm.
She's probably a good girl. The both of us have always liked each other, right? But then she's not going to this relationship now. Mm-hmm. And we know that there's something there,
mm-hmm.
right? A lot of backstory has to be involved. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot.
Yeah, a lot of backstory has to be involved where I know, okay, yes, you're cheating. Yes, you're probably cheating by chatting to me. I get it. But I know that this is not who you are.
What do you mean know that this is not who you are? Bro, she's cheating. Cheating is cheating. What do you mean I don't know I know who you are? Bro, that girl that cheats on her husband.
Do you know why?
In boyfriend or whatever it is.
Yeah, but do you know why? Do you know why? Because before people physically walk out of a relationship, they probably have broken up with you 6 months, 1 year before that time. But they're probably looking for or trying to build up the energy or the strength to say, hey, I'm off.
No.
It happens.
It happens, but...
Nobody just says, hey, I'm out.
Yo, so, okay, wait. So what if you don't find that thing you're looking for out there? Are you going to keep staying in that relationship you're in?
Some people actually do.
Even though you've checked out?
Some people actually do.
Nah, then I feel like you're not doing it for the right reason then. Nah.
But do you agree that some people actually do?
Of course some people do that. I'm not going to disagree to that. But I don't register to that.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
If really and truly you're completely done with that relationship, you should not want to be in it regardless whether you've got someone...
Hold on. Have you not been in a relationship that you didn't want to be in? And you know what, this is not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm still in here just because it's kind of convenient. Right?
Yeah, but I know it's coming to an end soon. I know it's going to come to an end.
That's the same thing about a person too.
Yeah, but you're looking for someone.
That's the thing with the person too. No, or understand what I'm saying. You and this person have probably known each other for years before they got into that relationship.
Mm.
You guys have always liked each other. You get what I'm saying? You guys have always liked each other, maybe talked or whatever, maybe not in that way. You get me? But then they don't have issues in their relationships and shit. You get what I'm saying? And now she start thinking about you, thinking, bro, I've always liked Kojo. And you too, they think, man, I've always liked this chick, you know? And then she now say, hey, listen, I know I'm in a relationship, but this, and then you yourself, you say, you know what, bro, I don't really give a fuck and everything, you know? I've always liked you, da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm just saying that there has to be some, for me personally, there have to be a backstory. It cannot be somebody that I just met on a night out 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you guys have got like a strong history still.
That's it. And that's where I said, I know, okay, even if you're talking to me, being in a relationship, I know that that's not who you are. But if it's a random person, I'm thinking, oh, if you could do that to that person, you'd probably do that to me.
That's the angle I was looking at it from as well. That the fact that you're doing this to the person you're with, I don't care if you've checked out ages ago, you're still doing it to them. Maybe in the person's eyes, you guys are cool, or you still like them, or you get what I'm trying to say, but then in your eyes, we're done. But the person still, they hold hope, say, me and my wife, me and my girl, we're cool.
All right.
Yeah. But you don't know, say somebody else, they lek. Someone is lekking around.
Somebody's in the shadows.
So I'm thinking, right, if this girl can do that to another man.
Yeah, you probably do the same shit to me, bruv.
You know, it's
a bit of a techie one still.
It's
a bit of a techie one, bruv.
Man,
life
is just beats. Yeah,
of course, like your job. You
get me? If your man is not doing it for you,
hey,
you feel me?
You can walk into this shop, bro. This shop is right here in the corner, fam. Just walk in, bro. Yeah,
you can walk into the shop. Yeah, this life, man.
This life, don't be saying, God.
It's fucked up.
Anywho, bruv. Fam. Let's move on to everything. This guy is crazy. They see the laugh. I know you too. I know what they go through your mind. I know what they go through your mind, bro.
I'm glad you know.
Guy,
I'm glad you know.
I know what
they
go through your mind, bro. You see this life? Until you're the person who's going through it.
No balance. That's the only way to put it. This life, no balance.
It be like this, bruv. You got me? It's not like this, brother. I didn't tell you. Fucking hell.
Shit.
But, bro, what do you think about the new visa regulation thing?
Charlie. You know what, yeah? When I first saw it,
Or rather, just before you start, for people that don't know, now, as of 1st of January, the UK government has passed a bill, yeah, that now people on a student visa, international students, right, will not be able to bring their family over.
Yeah, basically, you can't bring your dependents over.
You cannot bring your dependent over.
Yeah.
And then also, if you're on a student visa, you cannot even work.
Oh, they've cancelled the working thing out completely.
Yes.
Golly.
I know, it's mad, bro.
It's mental.
It's mad because, bro, in our time back in the day, fam, them international students, bro, they didn't work. Because that was how they could take care of themselves.
My brother.
That was how they could take care of themselves. In there. You get what I mean? Because sometimes your family go say, hey.
It's not about sometimes your family go say. Your family no go feed the change. CDs
on Naira to
be sending it to pounds every month to pay your rent.
What?
Do you know how much you're talking about rent to pay to give you food to put in your pocket
and everything.
Transport before they pay that school fees, that humongous amount of school fees.
And at that time, I believe international students were paying about 11,000 or 12,000 pounds.
My guy, that is
a year.
That is a lot of money. What? If you're doing an undergraduate degree, which for the most part, it's 3 years, sometimes 4 years, because you need to do a foundation if you're coming from, you know, from Africa.
The motherland, yeah.
Do you know how much you're talking about in to complete your course? Like school fees, accommodation, food, this, that. Yo, deep
it. That shit was crazy.
That is life-changing money.
That shit helped out a lot of people.
Yeah, so if you're going to take away working visas, like working student visas, they can't work. Bro, you're literally sending them to the abattoir.
Nah, bro. Bro, basically, what they are saying is, we just want the best of the best from your country, the elites. That's basically what they are saying. You know what I mean? If you're going to come here, we want the politician kids, the billionaire kids and everything, because obviously those ones don't need to do the part-time job and everything because their parents already have money. So we want that 1% or that 2% from your country. Those are the ones that can come here. All the other ones, you guys can keep them.
That's basically
what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? Because they also said, right, the only people that are able to bring their family over that you have to be doing a certain type of course in a certain type of university. What does that tell you? We want the elites.
We want the elites.
Finish. That's just what it is. You know, the people that can the people that can contribute to our economy. That's basically how they're looking at it. Yes, we still want these immigrants.
Yeah, come and visit, right? And go.
But come and visit, give us your money and go back.
Yeah.
You get me? Now, if you want to stay, you have to be one of the elites to be able to stay here.
Yeah, but sometimes when I deep it, yeah. Sometimes I can't blame them too much.
Damn, bro.
Bro. Like,
some immigrants will look at you and be like, yeah, is that what you're saying?
Look at me, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Bro, at the end of the day, right, they've been put in charge to govern their country. Now you go tell them what to make they do. Nobody, you go tell them what to make they do. At one point, when Ghanaians were coming to Nigeria, Ghana must go. You get what I'm trying to say? Bro, it's their country. Now they know how to manage it well. They know what they are doing. They are seeing the figures. They know, like, you get what I'm trying to say? If not their country.
Yeah, but
if too many foreigners were coming to Ghana and then the Ghanaian government said, oh shit, like these people are doing this or they are taking that or they are did. Bro, they will find a way to curb it. And I can't fold them. If I'm Ghanaian and then I'm seeing this and then the government introduced, I'll be like, thumbs up. Do what you think is good for the country.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe in their position, maybe they are doing what's good for their country.
You know what? You say this, bro. I hear you, though. I hear you. But
I mean, it, obviously, I feel sad for people because I am an immigrant. You get me?
Are you?
I came here. Of course I am. I came here on a student visa. So I've gone through this whole process. I know how tedious
it is.
I know how tedious it is. I know the suffering. I know it all. But guy, when I look at it from their point of view, when I look at it from my point of view, I feel sorry. I feel like bro, it's gonna affect so many families. Like, you're literally breaking families, because someone might have a child, they want to come study here, they want to bring their child. Someone might be married, they want to come here study, bring their husband or their wife with them. You're breaking it up. But then when I look at it from their point of view, they are doing what's best for them.
A lot of people are blaming that Nigerian guy. You remember that Nigerian? You get me? What's his name again? What's that guy's name again? Tiamiu. Tiamiu and everything. Who went and did the interview with BBC and everything? You get me? Like, a lot of people are blaming him, saying, see?
He's opened their eyes.
Because he's one that gave them the tip and everything, bro. You go, oh my God, I know that guy will hate, he hates his life right now, bro.
Yeah, that's if he needs to leave Nigeria. Go there some corner.
I think he's here.
He's in the UK, yeah.
I think he's in the UK and everything, but he's one of them people where when he comes out and when he's around other Africans, they're probably looking at him like, this guy is a Judas Iscariot, bro. Yeah, I mean, this is the guy that sold us out, bro.
This is the guy that sold us out.
Yeah, bro.
Now, facts.
This is Judas Iscariot and everything.
Facts.
But fam, just hear this shit real quick. Hear this.
The UK government hates immigrants, but also makes their own citizens' lives worse off. Isn't it funny that a country that colonized half of the world, especially Africa and the Caribbean, can be so anti-immigration, they have announced that they want to increase the minimum salary threshold for skilled worker visas, as well as family visas, in addition to already increasing the healthcare surcharge that you have to pay when you process your visa's application from £600 per year to £1,000 per year. The increase to the salary threshold is a kick in the ass to a lot of people. Because they didn't just increase it by £1,000 or two. The family visa salary threshold was originally £18,000. And the skilled worker visa salary threshold was around £27,000 per year. So the new threshold for both of these two completely different visas is now £38,700 per year. Crazy. And for reference, for those of you who do not know UK salaries, the average salary in the UK is around £30,000 per year. Yep. How fucking shit is that? So if you are a British person who happens to fall in love with someone from Jamaica, for example, or a foreigner, the government is now basically fucking punishing you. If you do not earn enough money, heck, let's say you're a nurse in Jamaica and you decided to come here to work and leave your family behind you, now you can get them over unless you can prove to them you earn enough to do so. They are essentially separating families and tearing them apart. I'm so done with this country. They aren't even giving people enough time to bring their family over because this will come into effect by spring of 2024. Do you know how much people's lives are fucked because of this? How many weddings are put off? This is so disgusting.
Yeah, bro. Shit is crazy, bro. Because I remember back in the day and everything, you know, if a British person falls in love with an immigrant and they want to get married, like, they say, okay, the British person has to be earning, I think, about 21K or something like that.
Yeah.
But now it's gone up to like 30K right now, bro.
That is mental.
You get what I'm saying? So that means, bro, it read because that shit helped a lot.
So that means if you're not earning,
that shit helped a lot of people, man. You know, especially if you fall in love with a citizen here.
Which, I mean, you're in the country, you're studying here, you're doing whatever it is you're doing here. You're going to meet people from here, isn't it? That is mental.
But then now to even bring your family over, back in like before, it's like 18K, but now it has gone up, bro. It has gone up. Do you know what £18,000 is in Naira? Good luck trying to find that. You know, in a way, that's the reason why I say, in a way, I cannot hear it, because at the end of the day, it's their country regardless. They do what they want to do with their rules and all that. You get what I'm saying? But then when you now put in the history, the colonization, everything, I think, you know?
We deserve more,
and a lot of immigrants help this country a lot.
Oh yeah, and this country
would not be able to function without immigrants.
Bro, they still are. It's only when they need us.
That's where the problem is.
You get me? You need nurses. You put in this thing for nurses to come in. Boom. You need doctors. Bro, they've taken away a lot of good doctors and nurses from Africa and the Caribbean.
But at the same time, yeah, the government in Africa is part of the problem when it comes to this, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if they are doing what they're supposed to be doing in terms of their countries, people wouldn't want to come here.
People not go and live like that. You get me? That's what I was saying in terms of that police officer situation. Police officers, nurses, doctors, teachers, Bro, give them what they deserve. Mm. Give them good working standards. Give them build housing facilities for these people. You get what I mean? They are elite, but you guys don't see them as such. See the way that they respect doctors for year, nurses for year. During the COVID pandemic, see the way it's mad.
It's mad. It's mad.
It's mad.
It's scary. It's scary.
If your governments don't see the use of you in your country, what are you going to do? There's a lot of nurses and doctors running off to New Zealand and Australia and that because, bro, they get a lot of money working in these countries.
Yeah. And some of these countries will do whatever they want to do to protect their country. Some of it stems from racism, yes. You know, some of it stems from economic issues. I get it, you know. But it just one of them ones. It's scary because if I'm coming here to do my studies and I'm married and I got a kid and everything, you know, to me, I'm also, you know, contributing my little quota to the government.
100%.
I should be able to bring my wife and my kid.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Because you lot don't know how I found that money, how I had to search for that money to come over here, the kind of savings I had to do, the top things I had to do. You know what I mean? But it's just one of them ones, man. It's a very scary situation,
man. It's scary.
But hey, we're praying for everyone involved, regardless, bro. You know, we're praying for everyone involved.
Rishi Sunak.
The guy they fuck up. And he's not an immigrant and everything, but his parents are immigrants.
Yeah. He's from an immigrant family.
You know what I mean? And he's doing all this.
And
man,
what's that Home Secretary? What's her name? Braverman or whatever they
whatever
call
her name is, man. Anywho's, bro. Anywho's. Prayers to everyone involved, bro. You get what I'm saying? Bro, before we leave here, do you own a Canada Goose jacket?
Make the carry knife Puma top collector.
Guy, they are on that shit, bro.
I don't own one.
I've seen like 3 videos now, just this past week.
Yeah.
People trying to get people robbed and everything for their Canada Goose jacket, man.
I ain't got one.
But I don't understand why that shit is such a hot cake right now. It's expensive.
It's expensive. That's but still. What it is. Maybe they've got buyers lined up. I don't know. Maybe they've got buyers lined up, but they know. Bro, I don't even know.
Fam, them jackets are expensive. Yeah. I believe I was in Oxford Street and everything. I went into one of the stores and everything over there. You know, look at they are very good quality and jackets and everything, but not very expensive jackets, bro. Yeah. But it just one of them ones, bro, because the government now has sent out a notice.
Is it?
Yeah, saying warning issue to Canada Goose jacket owners following spat of robberies. Yeah. This is when the government have is basically telling everyone to be careful.
To be careful.
Because how people started hearing about it was did you hear of the young man who got his face
slashed
and everything because they tried to rob his jacket.
Yeah.
You know? But then he was fortunate enough because now Canada Goose now gave him a modeling contract.
Oh, they gave him a modeling contract. Yeah. Swear down.
Yeah, because he was trending in it. Because he was trending and everything. So they contacted him through his DM and said, hey, we'd like to give you a contract. That is dope. But still, my man got his face.
Yeah, he will have that scar, innit?
He's always going to have that scar. You know what I mean?
Nah, but that's still dope, man.
Yeah.
Nah, you know? Bravo to Canada Goose.
So listen, if you got Canada Goose jacket out there, bro, Just pack on
for your wardrobe.
Exactly. Just keep a miss our wardrobe for now, bro.
For now, until this whole shit dies down.
Yeah, just keep a wardrobe.
Because if you like, say, some devil down there has told them, listen, bring me 100,000 Canada Goose.
Or wherever
and
it
I'll
is,
do bro. This for you. So or, they're out there.
Or do you know what you can do? Walk around, with some pepper spray, bro.
Easy.
Walk around with some pepper spray. Easy. Or boo spray.
Hey! I said that in pain, die.
What? Kojo, if this, you know it's illegal in the country though.
Yeah.
But still.
There are people still buy online somehow.
Yeah. Nah, fam, listen. You see me? I'm the type of person, I would rather have that on me and protect myself, and then face the law. I would rather have that on me and protect myself and then face the law, whatever fine the law won't give me, than to be fucking... Doc, waiting for this.
You can't be violated in the name of.
Nah,
it
bro.
It is illegal to have pepper spray.
Nah, bro. You can't violate me like that, bro.
You know what I'm saying? You cannot violate me like that.
They need to start giving out licenses for people to have pepper spray.
Yeah, bro. Absolutely. Because in this country, you are not allowed to walk around with a fucking golf bat
in your
car. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to have knuckle fucking braces. You're not, bro, how do you protect yourself then?
Pepper spray cannot, you know, if it kill you, you know.
No. It cannot kill, but actually
good. Exactly. So far as you know, if it kill you, they need to find a way to legalize it. Yeah, you need to get a license or whatever.
Yeah, man. I will quickly get a license.
Yeah, whatever. Brother.
Bull spray, fam. If you near me. That's a video that I'm going to send to you of some camera guy. I think this was in LA. My man was standing on the street corner and everything, just kind of, you know, taking a picture of the street or whatever he was doing. Some guy just walked up to him, you know, say, yo, I'm from Compton, blah, 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 I'm a blow and all that kind of shit. Give me your phone and all that shit. My guy said, step back, step back. My guy said, I don't give a fuck, nigga. And as the guy keep doing, psst, psst.
Fuck.
Charlie.
That was it.
That dude was running around that street.
Oh, boy.
The guy was crying. Oh, my God. Guy, I go say that video. Guy, that shit go. They do Superman for that, you know.
Yeah, I feel like I need to get one just in case.
You get me? Bro, I'm telling you, if you have that on you, you just walk out. When someone step to you and oh, that was straight. They're going to know how far.
They're going to disappear.
They're going to know how far. I'm telling you, bro.
Is mad.
But yeah, bro, let's get the hell out of here, man. Oh, Jeffrey Epstein, bro.
Guy,
his file is open, bro.
The file is the Pandora box is open now.
It's open, fam. Prince Andrew, fucking
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton, bro. Some of the elites are on there, fam. Mm. Some of the elites are on there. It is crazy. It is very, very techy.
Is Trump in there as well?
I think they said that he has met with Trump, but the times that he met with Trump, Trump was with his family.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So nothing was done. You get what I'm saying? And they say, bro, that Bill Clinton, like, allegedly, he likes them young. Charlie.
I always knew that this guy.
You see Bill Clinton with that guy, whole Monica Lewinsky thing,
this
bro.
This guy.
You always knew that was something, there's about
something,
dude,
there's
bro.
Something. You can tell that he and his wife.
There's something there about
this, something.
Bro.
The woman knew a lot that, you get me? This fact. Kind of open type relationship, I don't even know.
Bill Gates as well, bro.
Is it?
Yes.
I've seen a picture.
Didn't you see an interview that his wife did?
Bill Gates' wife?
Yes. Oh, you not seen it?
About what?
About Bill Gates, about her meeting Jeffrey Epstein.
I know there's a picture. There's a picture of Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein and someone else. I can't remember who it was. There's a picture.
Yeah.
They've been pictured together in a photo. I think it was either a group picture or there was a third party or other people in the
bro,
picture.
Bro, they said that Bill Clinton met Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah. I believe 73 or 76 times.
Mm, but yeah.
Bill Gates, the same as well.
But they said Bill Gates' one was more for,
bollocks.
That's what they say.
Bollocks. Because his ex-wife, because the brother might divorce now.
Mm.
Right? She was like that she warned Bill Clinton about linking up with this guy and everything. And Bill Gates. And Bill Gates did not listen and everything. And she was like that she met Jeffrey Epstein just once. And she could tell that this guy is an evil man.
Mm.
You got me? And she warned her husband. Her husband was still going and all that. You know? And now they are no longer together. So no one is surprised. All these names are coming out, bro.
All these names
are coming out. What's the name of this guy? I believe he's like a scientist or something. But he's in a wheelchair.
The guy in a wheelchair.
The guy like him.
Yeah. I see that one too. Apparently he was there too? Yeah.
How was he fucking?
What's his name? That scientist. He's a scientist.
How the fuck was that dude fucking, bro?
They're sucking. They're sucking.
Fam, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I see that one too. I see that guy too.
Because I am not going to lie. He's one person.
Oh, what's his name? He's a scientist.
What's his name again, bro?
He don't even if he talk. He communicates through...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He can't speak and everything. I say, you know what? Now I understand Stephen Hawking.
Steve Hawking, that's him.
You get me? I said, now I understand why God made you the way you are, bro. So, yeah. you get but this ability.
He's intelligent as shit.
Yeah, he's smart. Well, yes. You know what I'm saying? I understand why God made you the way you are, bro. Mm. You get this ability, the lights won't begin to.
Guy, we don't know. We don't know.
Shit.
The fact that
what are you going to go to that island to find?
No business, no.
Yeah, right.
No business.
Yeah. But I told you guys, just before we leave, pedophilia, it's a $1 billion business.
Oh, hell yeah.
The pedophile ring and everything is a $1 billion business. That's the reason why that ring is booming. Because why are we surprised? The elites are part of it.
Yeah. Bro, this is how I see it. The everything,
elites are part of that shit.
Bro. Everything that is legal, the most illegal it is, the more money it fetches.
There you go.
Basically.
Yeah.
So, think about it that way.
The elites are part of it, bro. Yeah. So, I'm not even surprised. I'm looking at some of the names. I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on, bro? You get what I'm saying? Like, some of the names that are on here, I'm looking at those names and everything. And, bro, it's crazy. Prince Andrew, Alan Greenberg, Alan Dershowitz, Bill Clinton, Hillary, Matt Critch, George Steinberg, Kevin Spacey, Bill Gates, Harvey Weinstein. Bro, some of the names. Yeah, these are elites of the elites, bro. It's crazy. It's crazy. Some of the shit really happened for here. Fucking hell. Anywho's, bro. Should we call it a day?
The annoying thing is a lot of them are getting away or going to get away with it.
They're going to get away with it. Nothing is going to happen to them. You know what I'm saying? But when I look at Bill Clinton and Hillary, I don't think they are together.
Bro, I don't think they've been together for a long time. For a very, very long time.
I think they just when they come in public they just present themselves and everything.
Exactly.
But I don't think they are together.
Not been together for a long time. Come on.
Hell no.
No. Even Trump and his wife, I don't think they are together.
You don't think so, no?
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I feel like it's just for the public eye.
How about Obama?
It's just for appearances. Obama, I don't know. I don't know. And I'm not saying this because he's black. But I see more that, you know, when you see there's harmony between the two of them more. Even if they are not together, that connection still there somehow.
You think so?
I think so.
I think since that rumor of them, since that rumor of him.
Of him.
You remember we talked about it and everything. You've not really seen the both of them out in public together like that.
Mm.
Yeah. Because even when that rumor came out, she was on holiday with some friends of hers. I think it was somewhere in Italy or something, or Spain or Greece. Mm. One of them places. You know, she was on holiday, you know, on the yacht somewhere. But even since then, you've not really seen the both of them together like that. Like back in the day when, you know, they're all lovey-dovey and all that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, bro. Some of these elites, you just don't know. Some of them are not even together. They just for the photo ops and everything. Yeah. Because they probably have a lot of businesses intertwined together and all that shit.
Mm-hmm. And also, if it becomes public knowledge that they are not, it could be detrimental to their names, to their businesses.
A lot of shit might come out now.
Yep.
A lot of shit might come up. Yeah.
Keep that public appearance intact.
Because some of these people are into some weird shit, bro. Some of them are into booties and shit. And yeah, fam. Bro, fam, I'm telling you, you need to go watch that interview of Cat Williams, bro. He said Harvey Weinstein offered him $500,000 to suck his dick.
You did lie.
Yeah, bro.
I need to check it out. Fam, still.
That was a classic, bro. That was a classic interview. It was trending all through yesterday. 1 million views in 6 hours.
Mm.
Choi!
That's all we need on Fresh Off the Boat. You get me? You guys need to rack up the views. Rack it up.
You got what I'm saying? She was crazy, man.
That is mad.
Anywho's, bro, should we call it a day, yeah?
Yes, bro.
We've hit the 2 hour mark right now, bro.
Is it?
Yeah, 2 hour mark. 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Oh shit.
Yeah, man. But it's been a good conversation.
It's been a great one.
It's been a very great conversation and everything. Had a great fun. a lot of laughs and everything.
Yep, I hope you guys enjoy it as much as we did.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. Salute to every single one, bro. I'm not going to lie. The last three or four videos that we've dropped have crossed the 1,000 view mark.
Not so.
You go, I'm saying.
Not so.
Let's keep to that, man.
Not
let's
so.
Keep to
not
that.
So.
The 1,000 view mark, let's keep to that. You go, I'm saying. Now, if you don't want to give us 10K, 20K, we are not going to say no.
Of course.
You go, I'm saying.
Of
but none
not.
Of our videos, yeah, need to go below 1,000 views now, bruv.
At all.
You go, I'm saying. Let's keep to that, man. Let's change things around, bruv. You go, I'm saying. But listen, salute to every single one of you, though.
No, we appreciate you.
Salute
guys
to all
always.
The freshers.
You get me. Thanks
for, real.
For kicking it with us all
yes,
the time.
Sir. Yes, sir.
You get me.
Yes,
thanks
sir.
For
yes,
staying
sir.
True to us. Thanks for subscribing.
Yes. You subscribe though. Subscribe yeah, more. Yeah, yeah. Some of you new viewers and everything, subscribe to the channel.
Yep, yep, yep.
Watch
yep,
the videos. Yep. You get me. Leave a like. You get me. Leave a comment.
Leave it all.
Share it. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Or tell an enemy to tell a friend.
Because
if you come across any of our videos, don't just watch and go.
Yep.
Subscribe to that shit.
Yep. Subscribe to that. You get what I'm saying? And also, we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Podcasts, and all that. So check us out on there. And also follow us on Instagram. It's right there on the screen. You know, Steeltobe, Sir Kejo
Osei.
You get what I mean? It's right there on the screen. Or also, you can click on the link in the description box. You get what I'm saying? And just interact with us, man. But like I always say, if you're going to slide into my DM, right? Leave a comment on YouTube first.
Yep.
Because I will ask you, bro, have you supported the machine?
If you haven't.
If you haven't, then we ain't got nothing.
Then adios.
Adios, bro. You know what I'm saying? Listen, until next time, salute.
Peace and love.